Nah, we gotta lay it cool.
He tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one?
Silent Town. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Forget That Yo Radio, episode 131. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhofer, a.k.a. the Foodinati, a.k.a. if it's free, it's for me, a.k.a. charged up. A.K.A. I'm glad nobody's going back-to-back on me with no response. A.K.A. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. What's up, man? It's your boy Stone. Crip up or grip up. A.K.A. Stone El Terrible. A.K.A. your girl topped me off. Y'all started kissing right after I dropped her off. Damn, that's fucked up. A.K.A. slap box two bitches at a time. A.K.A. I'm in your crib with no drawers on, banging your baby mama to the Forget That Yo theme song. Let's get it.
Forget that yo.
Who number one? Slick of the gang.
Now, every time I hear that, stupid. Yeah, how was your week? How was your week?
Oh, man, we went to, I got suckered into a marriage retreat, right?
Oh, my goodness.
It wasn't that bad, though. You know what I'm saying? We was the longest married people there. You know what I'm saying? We've been married 16 years.
Wait a minute. So, how many couples was it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Dang.
Like 10? Yeah, like 10 of them.
Oh, my God.
And we 16 years in. And we've been to one before. We've been to the same program before.
Wait, how many of these couples did y'all know?
None. We know none of them.
What? How you get sucked into that?
So, okay. My wife say we got, there's a trip going to Niagara Falls, right? It's like 3 hours away. So I'm like, bet. Cool. They paying for the hotel and all that shit. Hotel got a water park in it. Hell yeah. Halfway up there. Not even halfway. Further, far enough that we can't turn around. Oh yeah. It's a marriage retreat. I said, you got me. you got me. You know? So, but I mean, we went to the marriage thing for like 3 hours the first day. Then we got the rest of the day to ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And we rode around a little. I think the places that the retreat was at is Batavia, New York, which there's nothing there, but they have a casino down the street from the hotel that we was at. That you can literally walk to if you feeling like you want to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then Niagara Falls is like 50 minutes away. So the next day after we did the 3 hours of training, got the rest of the day, we went to Niagara Falls. Yo, Niagara Falls is dope, man. It's really like, it is amazing to see all this water running off of this shit, man. And they have a, like, it's called the Maid of the Mist. That it takes you down by the bottom of the falls. Okay, I'm not doing that for several reasons. they give you a poncho to wear, and you got to take your shoes off, right? Because they gonna get wet. Yeah, we getting too close to this shit. I'm not doing that. Right? And the line, oh my God, the line is so long.
Man,
like it's super stupid long, man. And another thing I didn't know about Niagara Falls, There is a Middle Eastern population out of this world, son.
What?
Like, they have set up shop. It's halal spots everywhere.
Wait, and you gotta pay it? Is this like an amusement park fee?
No, it's a it's Niagara Falls State Park.
Oh, okay.
And you can just you can just walk up in there. Now you gotta pay for all the go on the little ride and all that shit. But it's a state park, it's free, but you gotta pay for parking. And that brings the wolves out, B. The first spot we passed, $15 for parking. And it's far from the state park, right? So it's a couple of parking spots. Now, not even a parking lot, dog. It's a gravel patch. Cost $20 on one side of the street, right? Mm-hmm. So we drive. I see this dude pulling out. I'm like, oh, and the guy, the parking attendant, is waving me over. So I'm like, all right, bet. I'm back in the middle of the street, stopping all traffic to let this dude get out. And I asked him, yo, man, how much is the park? He say $40. Shot right past that shit. You lost your motherfucking mind. I'm not paying $40 to park in this gravel pit, man. Nah, it's not happening. So we rolled around some more. Finally ended up paying $20 for the parking and shit. And then start walking. Okay, the thing about Middle Eastern people. You know what? The thing about foreigners, because there was some Chinese people up there too. They do not respect personal space.
Oh, yeah, they see that every day out here in Orlando.
Man, they be Brodying. Yo, and they do not respect the power of deodorant. Dog. Yo, you can't have them two things together. You can't be unaware of personal space and then smell like a basketball court covered in curry, dog. Like, it's just bad. Dog, it was so bad. Like, yo, we go to this the Niagara Falls Aquarium, right? And they got the little seal show. Yo, them dudes like, yo, my wife has her hand on the pole. There's no space to get by this pole. They still trying to get up there, like pushing her and shit. I'm like, hey, yo, son, for real, stop doing that shit. I'm getting angry. Y'all need to back the fuck off, man. This dude is filming, holding the camera over my head. I'm like,
you try to use your head as a camera rest.
For real, right? I'm like, son, what are you? So the asshole that I am, I keep throwing my hands up, and I'm yelling, "ForgetThatYo.com." I'm all through they motherfucking video.
Stupid.
Yo, that shit was hilarious. yo, well, man, we had a good time though. That shit was pretty dope.
Dang. So, like, all right, the 3 hours of training, is that like a keep couples together like class or something?
Yeah, it's just what type of love profile you have. Was it love profile or I forgot what it's called? But like, some people they need quality time. Some people need gifts. Some people need physical touch, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. And just ways to cope with being married. Oh. Like this is a team. Y'all got to do team things. You have to not, you know what I'm saying, argue about dumb shit. Like, say, you always do this, you never do that. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
Oh, okay. How many couple arguments did you see?
None, yo. Like, yo, we was in there cracking jokes. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's ain't nobody really gonna put their business out the street. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. In a conference forum. You know what I'm saying? That's just not gonna happen, man. But like, you could tell people that had problems. Like everybody hates their mother-in-law, man. I don't understand that.
Dang.
Like your mother-in-law come in, she tell me I ain't shit, try to raise my kids her way. I'm like, oh my god, what is going on?
Hater, hope she never visit for Christmas.
it was actually pretty cool, man. It actually works, you know what I'm saying? We was at coming down the stairs of the aquarium. There's Middle Eastern people, Chinese people everywhere. The baby yelling, and I'm losing it, son. You know what I'm saying? I hate being in crowds anyway, man, so I'm losing it. And wifey wanted to go get a snow globe. I'm like, yo, I'm just about to blow up and just start yelling. And I thought about the training we just had, and I just calmed down. I'm like, yo, just let me go outside and sit with the baby, and you go and do what you got to do. I just can't be in here no more. And it worked, man. Like, that shit could have turned into something awful. Because I was on the verge of blowing up, nigga.
Oh, yeah, man. People, like, from overseas and stuff, like, the UK and stuff here, like, they do the same thing. They don't give you no space. They walk all up on you, the kids.
Yeah, yo, like, that shit is crazy. Yo, I'm at a hot dog stand, right? I put my order in, and I'm standing over by the condiments. Dog, there is 4 inches of space between me and these condiments. Why this Chinese dude sidestep his way in between me and this fucking table?
Dang.
I'm like, dog, you're basically trying to make me tailgate you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just slid in between me. I'm like, it's no space right here. I'm like, yo, give me my fucking hot dog, man, before I kill this dude. That shit was crazy.
My mom was out here wilding because she went to the parks out here. Man, I'm like, yo, that's how they are. You got to chill. Like, I think where they live, that's how they do it. Because, like, yeah. My mom, the type of person, like, she be going off. I remember we used to be in Walmart, and somebody standing too close with the cart. Man, she'd be like, you need to get by? You got a problem? Like, yo, she be going off. So I already knew. I was like, yeah, it's going to be a problem out here.
Hell yeah.
Man, it must be way different over there.
Yeah, it like, when I went to Germany, it's like, yo, they do not respect personal space. They will be up on you for no reason. And, yo, they just do that shit everywhere, dog. That's just how they is.
Oh, man. Well, I didn't do nothing. I just went to register for school. Was registered for some classes.
Oh, shit.
And, yeah, man, I switched my degree for the third time.
Okay.
Doing computer programming analysis.
Are you starting over for the third time?
No, I still, all my core classes is out the way, so.
Okay.
But they did get me on the humanities and social science. Because I was like, man, I already took that. And he's like, well, you have to take these over here. I'm like, come on, man.
Come on, man. Look out for a brother, man.
So Mike got to take another humanities and social science. But, yeah, I don't know. This computer programming and analysis just sound good.
Yeah, it does.
But I don't know what I'm getting myself into.
I really don't know what it is, per se.
Yeah, so I figured, you know, if I just study, I should be all right, you know? I mean, how hard could it really be?
Yeah, okay.
yeah, man, I got to take, like, I'm taking this semester programming concepts, website development, and social, legal, and ethical issues in information technology.
Oh, my God.
I was going to throw a tennis class in there because I want to be the black Djokovic.
Okay.
But they only got it on a Friday morning. And, man, I'm just trying to go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I ain't trying to get up Friday morning.
Yeah, see, I need my Friday mornings, man.
Yeah, I might want to do something else. I got to go play tennis.
Play tennis. Well, I mean, that could help out on your exercise that you haven't been doing.
Oh, hold on.
You know, I'm getting personal. I'm sorry.
So far, I went 3 times this week.
What about the last month?
Hey, that don't count. Because it's a new day. But I've been eating better, though, so that kind of helps, because eating is like 90%
of it, yeah.
And I've been drinking all waters.
Uh-oh. Hold on.
Last bottle today.
Newsflash.
What?
Meek Mill diss Drake charged down.
Charged down?
Yeah.
Oh, exclusive? We got exclusive?
It's on YouTube.
Man, come on. Is it fake? Is he screaming again?
I don't know, bro. I swear to God, Ricardo, if this is not real.
Oh, I know they about to run to my Facebook page if it is.
You motherfucker.
Got him. Come on, man. You just pulled a Funkmaster Flex on the show. Oh, man.
You motherfucker.
Got him.
I'm gonna put I hate you.
This dude. Let's see. You know what I'm saying? I've been drinking my proteins.
Pause.
What? Nah, man. That is not a pause.
Hell nah.
Other than that, man. Oh, I took this. I said it the wrong man. How you gonna pick the boy emoji? Then I say a boy name. You say it's a girl. Man, pick the. Don't they got a baby emoji with a beret or something in the head?
I'm pretty sure they do.
See, man, people don't know the internet. No. Hey,
you didn't have to hit the emoji. You could have just said.
Yeah, you know. Why you give me a bunch of emojis?
For real, you getting lazy over there, son?
Hey, what was I talking about?
Work.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I got the jump rope popping.
I'm
getting a little more reps in. I was like, you know, slapping the legs a lot at the beginning. But now I'm trying to get my form back.
Okay.
Little push-ups, little chesticles.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man, I'm about to get it popping. I say by, what is it, 729? By 829, I'm going to be where I need to be.
Oh, okay. You need to say a month. All right.
Yep. The next cover of the show going to be chest out.
Greased up.
Greased up. You know what I'm saying?
Let me see. I got, after that little vacation I took, oh, man, I fell off. Fell off hard, right? But I got back on. I've been on the treadmill every day for an hour. Mm. Got the dip station in. Oh, it's going down.
Wait, you got a dip station in the crib?
Yeah.
You cheating.
Why was that cheating?
Because, man, you got treadmills and stuff at the crib. I got to go out the house.
That's more motivation for you.
Man, no, it ain't.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many times I walk past this shit. Man.
So the weekly mad update.
Oh no, hold on. Let's talk about our cohorts. KD is somewhere in the world touring brothels. Mm. And Lionel is at his part-time job bagging up coke.
Bagging up coke. Wait, that don't make him look that bad.
Yeah, it do.
He's bagging coke in his booty.
Oh. Oh, he got to put it somewhere to get it through customs.
Oh, okay. So he's the coke smuggler.
He's what they call a mule.
He's a anal analysis. I get it.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I got it. Okay. And what is Katie doing at the brothels?
You know, he back to his old job, the finisher.
Oh, man. Wait, wasn't he the finisher? Was he the cum tester?
Yeah, all of that. Dang. That has all been wrapped into the finisher. He just has one job title, but he does everything.
That's crazy. Well, more power to y'all.
You know what I'm saying? Be good at what you do, bro.
Now the hunter, tell him why you mad. Weekly tell him why you mad update goes to the hunter who killed Cecile the Lion in Zimbabwe. Is it Cecil?
I said Cecil. I think it's Cecile.
I've been saying why you gotta
jazz it up, Cecile?
Yeah, man, he killed Cecil the Lion in Zimbabwe. They call him despicable scumbag American, and he's a dentist named Walter Palmer.
How did he kill the lion?
All right, they say a trophy hunting American sparked worldwide outrage after he killed a beloved lion that was lured off protected land in Zimbabwe. The Minnesota dentist Walter Palmer, who faces poaching charges, paid $55,000 to a pair of local guides for the lion hunt earlier this month in the African nation. Wow. The safari was more like a mob hit. Dang, they put a mob hit? The 13-year-old king of the jungle known as Cecil enticed to his death on unprotected land outside Hoang National Park. After Palmer shot the lion with a bow and arrow, the wounded beast was stalked for 40 hours before it was shot, skinned, and beheaded, with its carcass dumped near the park's border.
Damn.
Yo, I thought, after I hit him with the arrow, I'm through. I'm about to just go to the house.
Yeah, I don't want to do all that other shit.
40 hours?
Yeah, that's it. Hey, man, you got 3 tops. If we can't get this line, get my fucking money back.
And why would you, like, how did he come off the property?
Yeah.
Like, they ain't got no, they ain't got it, like,
no fences and no shit steel, like that.
Yeah. Like, if he's supposed to be the king and everything, he should be well protected. Where was the protection?
Yo, this dude is a hunter for real. Yo, like, hunting. Oh, Peter. Well, of course, Peter will say that. Hunting is a coward's pastime.
Oh, they got this dude. Oh, they showing different people catching. Dang, they got rhinos.
Yeah, you see him holding that cheetah and shit.
Cheetah, elk.
Yo, this dude is a serial killer.
This shows you how much people care about animals more than black people.
For real. So that's all I'm looking at. Like, man, y'all went way above and beyond for this lion. And you ain't see none of this shit for no black people that been dying.
Dog, they got stuffed animals all on the, where his doctor office is.
You're a coward and a killer on his door.
On put his
a,
door. His,
you're coward. Damn, B.
They are heated. They got posts on Facebook.
Goddamn George Zimmerman women celebrated.
Yeah, yeah. People who never speak out. They sure came out to speak on Cecil.
For real.
Does Cecil count as black, though? Because he was in Africa and Zimbabwe.
Only if he was the lion from The Wiz.
Oh, okay. So Cecil, well, what if Cecil ate chicken bones?
That is, and you said, he was in Africa, so that is the blackest place you can be from.
No, you know you got money when you pay $55,000
to kill some shit.
Just to kill a lion.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, but how far is this gonna go? You know what I'm saying? When you kill every type of animal, what's the next thing you're gonna want to kill?
Humans.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? So you gonna find some bum on the street, break him off. Give him $100,000 in a week and be like, yo, then I'm going to hunt you, son.
Yo, they do that. You know that, right?
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do, man. They got human hunting games overseas.
What?
These movies be for real. Like, and what's that movie called?
What was that one with Ice Cube? No, not Ice Cube. Ice T. Remember that shit back in the day?
I know you're talking about, but I forgot the title. But what's the new one that came out? Anarchy or something?
Yeah, with Michael Douglas in it, right?
Michael Douglas?
Yeah, Michael Douglas is the dude, like, it's him and one other guy, and I guess, like, they truck break down or some shit.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they had the rich people, like, pay, and they was all in there, and like, how do you want to kill them? Pick a weapon. Oh, they really be, they doing that, man.
That's crazy. Yo, how do you get suckered into some shit like that?
Money, man.
Yeah, that's all it is, yo.
You don't even know what you're getting into. Just be like, yeah, we got this money. We about to play it. It's, you know, we're going to play a little game. Oh, okay, I just got to play a game? Yeah. And then they tell you to get out and run.
Yo, but it's becoming more apparent, man, that the amount of shit people will do for money. Like, yeah. It's really becoming no limits to what people would do for money. Yo, 1994, Surviving the Game. That's the one with Ice-T.
Oh, yeah. Nah, but you think he knew? No, he couldn't have known. How you going to know this was Cecil? What's the odds of that? Like, you get Cecil, dog.
Yo, who knows there's a famous lion?
Man.
Except Siegfried and Roy. You know what I'm saying? Them the only ones that know about famous lions, man. I don't know if there's a famous lion.
Man, them people who watch Discovery, they probably know all the lions.
Ooh, I want Cecil. You think he went out there for Cecil? Hey, man, I want Cecil.
Yeah, man. I think he just was like, yo, I need a lion. And dude was like, and they was looking like, oh, there go one right there. And it was Cecil, dog.
Cecil. Cecil out there bullshitting. He fucking in the wrong part of town. Got fucked up.
Stupid. Hey, man, that's stole. I ain't even laughing. My throat just hurt. Yeah. Nope. They deep, dog. They outraged. I'm going to have lion stuffed animals in my door. Y'all better take that to, what's his name? Walter.
I'm not putting up Instagram posts. I love Cecil.
You stupid. Dang, and they outraged because they saying now the new king in town is gonna kill Cecil's cubs and take over with his new litter.
Well, hey, y'all need to put that one down then. Goddamn.
Why don't they just go take Cecil's cubs?
Cecil cubs. Yeah. Yo, how'd y'all get Cecil? You know what I'm saying? So we got to be a way to get these cubs, man.
I'm just wondering how there's no protection. Like, how can a dude just fly to Zimbabwe, get out, and kill Cecil? Like, the king of the jungle. Y'all do animal specials on him, all this stuff. How is it that easy?
For real. How did you walk up on this reserve, armed to the teeth, and kill this lion, dog? Come on, man.
And how do I know that's really Cecil?
Y'all hyping. You know, goddamn Cecil.
That's crazy. That ain't Cecil, man. I'm moving on.
Cecil died from feline AIDS, and they're just trying to make it look good.
Yep, they're like, dang. Like, Cecil probably been dead for 10 years, and they've been hiding it this whole time. And then it's like, we got it out.
You know what I'm saying? Let's do it right now.
He got set up. All right, we going on to your boy Vin Baker.
Dog.
NBA player for, Milwaukee Bucks, right?
Yeah.
After blowing $100 million, Vin Baker is working at Starbucks.
$100 million.
How do you blow $100 million?
I really don't know.
For Vin Baker, it was alcohol, bad business moves, and too many yes men and women around. When something like that happens, you hit rock bottom. All you can do is pull up your bootstraps and go to work. Baker has bounced around a bit trying to find work in the NBA, and he's also an ordained minister now. But he might have found his calling at Starbucks.
Hey, man, you can't fall that far off the ladder, dog.
$100 million?
Yo, you ain't got... Like, when people with $100 million go broke, it's like, yo, they got maybe a half a mil left. You know what I'm saying? That's broke to them. Cecil look like... I mean, not damn Cecil. Vin Baker look like, man, he down to his last $3.
Some dude on the internet, on the comments, like, yeah, man, I see him all the time and I go get my latte.
Yo, how you go from an NBA star to a barista?
I'm stupid.
Yo, that's crazy, man.
He's 43, newly married with 4 children. He is training to manage a Starbucks franchise. He thanked the CEO, Howard Schultz, the former Seattle Supersonic owner, with this opportunity.
Yo.
Dang, so he got a hook up on this job.
Come on, son. Man, dog.
Oh, okay, he has been sober for more than 4 years, so he was probably in the heavy drugs.
Yeah, he was coked out. That's where all his money went.
Dang, you watch Ballers?
Hell yeah.
Yo, how my man needed a $300,000 loan after he, man, they.
Yeah, that's, yo, that's, that. Yo, like, Reggie need to get busted this shit. For real, yo, I don't like that fucking dude. Reggie need his ass whipped, man.
And you see, I know it's like that, too, and they travel with, like, you see all the people in the crib just.
Yo, he's like, I don't even know who these people are.
Dog, that is crazy to me.
Hell yeah.
Like, I don't even see how you get to that point.
Yeah, no, man. Yo, you got to have a tight, extra tight circle when it's like that, man. You know, all them, I'm your cousin on your daddy's side. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nah, you're not coming around. Hey, don't bring nobody over here, man.
Yeah, because it's like, all right, I signed it, like, okay, let's see, who am I? Okay, let's say LeBron when he came in the league.
Yeah.
I'm LeBron James. Like, he had, like, you know, you already got your friends you hang with all the time.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I just signed a 20, let's say I signed a $60 million deal. I'm in the league. I bought this house, big old house. My boys is here. So how do all the extra people get to the door? Like, and is it like you don't care? You got so much money, people just walking in and out. Or you throw a party and people just never leave.
Are you not there? You know what I'm saying? You the one out here putting in all this work. And these are the cats back at the crib enjoying it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then when you pop up, like, yo, who the fuck is all these people?
Nah, I don't understand, man.
Nah, man. It can't happen. I say it can't happen, man, but I'm going to try my damnedest to make sure that shit don't happen. Cause that's crazy, yo. Like, if I'm the one putting up all the money and I invite you in because you my man, don't be bringing nobody else around, dog. You know what I'm saying? You lucky you here. Don't bring nobody else in this shit, yo. Somebody going to fuck around and take your spot. You know what I'm saying? Stop that shit.
Like, if you ain't, all right, 100 million, you got to have a minimum, somebody said 10 or 20 million. Hey, let's put that over here. Like, yeah. How do all your investments just
go south? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, are you just like somebody come to you with an idea? Yo, man, I'm thinking about putting coffee machines in bathrooms. Here you go, take some money. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's a bad investment?
Hey, man, check this out. I got these, this idea for these wearable condoms. You just put it on, and you know what I'm saying? It just stays on at all times. You don't even know it's there. And as soon as you get ready to go, it's already there for you to go.
That's a good idea. Here, take this money.
Okay. How much you need? Man, they say a production, $30
million. What? Wait a minute, bro. nah, man.
Because to drop $100 million, it's going to take a lot. Like, it's going to take chunks of money at a time. Like,
yeah. Well, all right, think about it. You got a $100 million contract. You're only getting, depending on where you live at, let's say you get 70 of that. You know what I'm saying? So you got $70 million. They gonna buy a $10 million house. So now you're down to 60. They got to get the cars. Let's say that's another mil. Got to buy your mama a house. For some, she's been living in this affordable four bedroom all her life, but now she want $1 million house for some reason. You know what I'm saying? So she got to spend, you know what I'm saying? And then all the partying, the cars, you know what I'm saying? You got to get the $450,000 car and all that shit. Then you, all the people you start taking care of, you know what I'm saying? That shit go fast, man. Like, you're like Bart Scott, he say right now he take care of 5 households.
Dang, what are they doing?
I don't know. 5. Yo, have you ever seen that 30 for 30 Broke?
Yeah,
dog. Yo, it's like, yo, what's his name? Andre Rison was like, yo, if you were an aspiring artist back in them days, dog, he would just give you money for equipment, for music, for musical instruments and shit. Go to the club, spend $20,000. And then think about when you're not playing, you're not getting paid. So then all the money that you got left, you blowing that shit too. You know what I'm saying? Waiting for the season to start. Oh, that shit go, man. Like, yo, if you ain't taking care of your shit, that shit go.
Man, that's crazy.
Hell yeah.
You heard about the former wide receiver, Bernard Berrien?
Nuh-uh.
Man, this dude, Bernard Berrien, who's starred at wide receiver for the Bulldogs before an eight-year NFL career with the Bears and Vikings, recently had his house in Fresno broken into twice. So he installed surveillance cameras and motion sensors. A few weeks later, Berrien was at a barbecue when he got an email saying his motion sensor had gone off. So he checked out the live cam of his house. On his phone, he saw the burglary in process. The corporate former Fresno State teammate, Therian Fontenot, who minutes earlier had been at the barbecue with Berrien.
God damn.
It was crazy because we were all sitting around and he actually left from where we were at. To go do it. He said the motion sensor went off. He got an email, so I clicked on the live cam. And he said he would always call me and try to ask me where I was, make sure I was out of town. If I was home all the time, he'd blow up other friends in the crew, asking them the same question. Where's Bernard? How come he's not answering his phone?
Mm-hmm.
He tried to keep up with his status.
That's fucked up.
That he was a big baller, having a bunch of girls and money and traveling everywhere. So he had already broken this man's house.
And then did it again.
Then he got that joint installed. Can you imagine that, man?
Yo, I've actually been in that situation.
Your crib?
No. It happened to me. It happened to my man. But like, we was at the club. We was all at the club. One dude disappeared. We don't know where he went. We don't know what happened, right? Uh-huh. We go back to his house. His shit fucked up. All his money, all his drugs, all that shit gone. And the next day, when now it's time to find out who did this shit, to me, my man that disappeared was super, super overzealous to find out who did this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think this dude did it. He kick in the door and put the pistol at everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Can we get a little bit of information? You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, bro, you overzealous. So I was like, man, I think he got you. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. He kicked in the door and put the pistol to y'all?
No. To somebody else. Somebody that that word got back that these people might have did it.
Oh, okay.
So they go down there. Now you can have a civil conversation, like, yo, and try to fill them out.
Yeah.
Nah, this nigga want to bust in the door and put the pistol to people.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't gonna answer no questions, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you putting motherfuckers' heads up under the bed and shit. Like, yo, what are we doing here, man?
Dang. So how y'all find out he did it?
I left before the situation got resolved. So
he was like, you know what? I didn't sign up for this. This is crazy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, here, man, take this and hit me back later. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, but, like, you making yourself obvious. You keep asking where you... Dog, he said dude one time told him to text him his itinerary when he said he was going out of town.
Goddamn!
Who does that?
For real.
How many people you know that's not taking you to the airport or picking you up say, hey, text me your itinerary?
You know what I'm saying? Worry about where you at all times.
Yo, and he said there's an intercom system on that joint, and he could have talked to him, but he didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have had to talk.
Oh, I... Motherfucker. Hey, man, you know I see you, right? Like, yo, but it always be the people closest to you, man. It's always like that. That shit be crazy, dog. The people that you trust the most are the ones that are going to fuck you the hardest.
Now, they said Chris Brown's blood homies broke into his house.
Yeah. Come on, man. We supposed to be... Well, first of all, we know they don't respect you. You know what I'm saying? Because you joined a gang and you're famous, so...
I'm like, man, he a joke anyway. Let's take this
up. Oh, you know, this is the reason we let him join the gang. Get his shit. They had to do his auntie like that, though. That was fucked up. Put her in the closet and shit, man. I know she was scared as hell.
Yeah. Man, I know that. I would have been like, hey, dog, you missed a drawer. Like, wrong drawer, man. You should have went to that drawer over there.
Yo, like, you know they sat in there and mentally cased the joint. Like, oh, I'm going to get that shit. I'm going to get that shit. Oh, my God. When this tour start, they got bills.
Day is a cold world, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, now it's time to get to it.
It's the time. That's
let me cue up the intro.
Oh, my God.
I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? I drove here in a Wraith playing ARF. I'm not sure what it was that really made y'all mad, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all rap. I mean, oh.
Yes, Lord.
He calling out cats from your hood. Son. Oh, my God.
This said, I waited 4 days. Where y'all at? Y'all supposed to be the street dudes, not me.
For real, man.
You know
talk
what?
That shit, Drake.
You know what? We got to play the voicemail first because I know he has something to say about it.
Yeah, Biggie. Shout out to Biggie, man. I know how this is going to go. We had this confrontation earlier.
Here we go.
What up? This is Biggie Hitchcock, Flash God, a.k.a. Lawrence Peoples. My author name, Michael Lawrence. You know, when I'm not out there in the streets wilding, when I am, it's Doc. But anyway, man, congratulations to y'all. As I always tell you guys, man, keep grinding, keep climbing. You know, I like listening to the show, getting you guys different takes, and just seeing some, you know, young cats, you know, going after their dreams, you know, and really putting in the work and believing in what they do and what they stand for. Now, real brief, you know, yeah, I wanted some submissions and some thoughts on this whole Drake Meek Mill beef going on. And first of all, I'd like to say that, you know, everybody's got this whole thing about, you know, ooh, you know, Meek Mill needs to come back because, you know, Drake's making him look bad and, you know, he hasn't responded and he's scared and blah, blah, blah. Well, the whole thing about it is that Meek Mill went on Twitter and just was basically on some, yo, you know, I ain't get a shout out, you know, for my album or whatever, you know, so I'm going to say that you use a ghostwriter. Now, you know, I've kind of been going back and forth with people, you know, because all of a sudden, somehow in the rap world now, all of a sudden ghostwriters aren't a bad thing. You know, all of a sudden that shit is cool and, you know, it doesn't matter what level of MC you're supposed to be. Ghostwriting is okay. I grew up in an era where that wasn't okay. I grew up in an era where even though I knew that Dr. Dre wasn't no fucking lyrical monster, you know, and I knew that somebody had to be writing his shit, we still didn't know it. You see what I'm saying? Like, it was one of those things where, you know, he would have never come out and said, hey, you know, I got Snoop writing these lyrics for me, you know, and I put him down or whatever. But at the same time, he's a producer, so you really don't expect him to be all, you know, all insane with it. And obviously, you know, we crossed, you know, that border, you know, back when, you know, it had P. Diddy in the family, you know, when he says, don't worry, if I write rhymes, I write checks. Well, that was him saying right there that he doesn't write his rhymes because he writes his checks, right? So, but anyway, man, you know, Drake decided to respond on Wax with it, which is cool. But I see it kind of differently just simply because, you know, once you're put on the hook for having help with your rhymes being written, there's really nothing that you can ever do to persuade 100% of the people that you're not getting help with your rhymes. So it's kind of one of those things that no matter what Drake does from now on, even if he's able to finally deliver a full-length classic opus, people are going to have that thought in the back of their mind. And the only ones that won't have that thought are the Drake fanboys and fangirls that feel like he can do no wrong. Now, as far as these two tracks, Charged Up and Back to Back, Charged Up was whack. Okay, like, let's just put it there. It was whack. It didn't have any fire to it. Like, it just felt kind of Back to Back. Now, he came with a little more heat that time. For me personally, there's a couple of holes and flaws in Drake's logic just simply because, you know, he likes to try to emasculate Meek due to his situation with Nicki Minaj. And my whole thing about that is, hey, you know, you've been fawning over this woman for years. You know, anytime that you were doing a rhyme, like, you had to, you know, shout her out and talk about her fatter asses and, you know, you proposing to her on tracks and shit. So cut that out, B. Like, you know, it kind of makes you sound like, it kind of makes him sound Ray J-ish on some I Hit It First type shit. You know, like, it's kind of like, eh, like, leave it alone. You see what I'm saying? Like, if this man is Stedman to Nicki's Oprah, fuck it. You see what I'm saying? He's out there getting his paper. He's got his own name. He's doing his own thing. If she happens to have more money, cool. How many times do we go somewhere with our woman and we're the center of attention? We never are. You see what I'm saying? It's always about the woman. Especially if you got a good-looking woman and a woman that's about something, it's always going to be about them first. But now, Meek needs to respond. And I'm interested in the response just simply because we know Meek from, you know, battling in ciphers, you know, all the way to, you know, to coming up and battling various... My bad, it cut off. But anyway, we know Meek from being the kid with the dusty cornrows in the ciphers, you know, climbing up the ladder, battling various cats in the genre. you know, and earning his stripes that way, right? You can't take anything away from a person who is self-made. And that's the one thing that Drake doesn't have going for him. You know, it's the fact that, hey, Drake came into the game, you know, paid already. You see what I'm saying? Like, not the level of pay that he has now, obviously. You know, but he's paid already, you know, partially due to, you know, his background and partially due to, you know, his acting success at the same time. Can't take that away from him. That is what it is. But you definitely can't take anything away from a man who pulled himself up by his bootstraps, you know, is from impoverished circumstances and worked his way up. And he has constantly gotten better at his craft. Meek is a high energy guy. And, you know, there's just certain things that you don't like to play with when it comes to those type of people. And, you know, if Meek is the type of guy that he says that he is, he's going to be offended and he's going to be angry by some of the things that Drake came popping off at the mouth today, even if they didn't hit him very hard, you know, even if they were just like jabs that, you know, just kind of just grazed the face a little bit and, you know, left a little sting on the skin. His pride won't allow him to take it easy on Drake. But as far as this whole thing is concerned, man, like I'm glad for it. You know, we needed a rap beef. We needed to see, you know, the culture be pushed in this way. As far as bringing hip hop back to the forefront. As far as rap being the guide on bearer for the hip hop culture. Knowing that, you know, rap is the sport and, you know, this generation, they need to see this and have this happen, you know, to continue to move the culture of hip hop forward as a whole. But anyway, you guys keep doing your thing, man. Check me out on Twitter at Lit Life Like It. You can also hit my Tumblr, Lawrence Presents The Flash at Tumblr.com. And also, man, check out my Flash Fiction piece on there on the Tumblr. It's related to everything that's going on out here, man, in our country today. I want to let all you motherfuckers know that black lives indeed matter. And black boys love black girls. And we're going to ride for you, Sandra Bland, and everybody else that's been affected by racist, bigoted, xenophobic motherfuckers that don't have shit else to do but be scared and then say that we're the ones that committed suicide when we're supposed to be under their watch. Yeah, keep grinding, keep climbing, man. Forget that, yo. One.
Rap exclusive, man.
I did some charity today for the kids, but I'm used to it, cause all y'all charity cases, all y'all stare in my face. I hope you could be the replacement. This is snitching on us without no interrogation. I stay silent cause we at war and I'm very patient. Six God is watching, I just hope you're prepared to face him. I'm charged up. I'm charged up. Wow, I'm honored that you think this is staged. I'm flattered, man. In fact, I'm amazed. The perfect start to the summer, man. It is a doozy. The twist in the movie, but don't jump to conclusions. You boys are getting any of your feelings on me. You should embrace it. This could be one of our realest moments. Okay, the flow start to feel familiar, don't it? Must I remind you that Jimmy got 20 million on it? Need DJ Clue to drop a bomb on it. None of them wanted more than I wanted. I seen it all coming, knew they would push a button. East egg hunting, they gotta look for something. Done doing favors for people, cause it ain't like I need the money I make off a feature. I see you niggas having trouble going gold, turning into some so-and-sos that no one knows. But so it go. Come live all your dreams out at OVO. We gon' make sure you get your bread and you know the ropes. I get a ring and I bring it home like I'm Corey Joe. No woman ever had me starstruck or was able to tell me to get my bars up. I'm charged up. Oh no, we eatin'. This ain't about to starve us. Nah. This ain't about to starve us. I'm charged up. I bought my rollies off and thank me later while these boys were stanky legging. Trust me, this information is vital. I'm trying to take the high road. I still got love for my idols. I got me a deal with Apple and I still feel entitled. Rumor has it there's something that only I know. Rumor has it I steer the ship with my eyes closed. Rumor has it I either could or never could. But rumor has it hasn't done you any good. It sounds, sounds, sounds to the day I die. We going live to keep your shit alive. Cops are killing people with their arms up. And your main focus is trying to harm us. They ain't thinking about to starve us. This ain't about to starve us. Nah. I'm charged up. Not again. Yeah, I learned a game from William Wesley. You can never check me. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon. Back to back like I'm Jordan 96, 97. Whoa, very important and very pretentious. When I look back, I might be mad that I gave this attention. Yeah, but it's weighing heavy on my conscience. Yeah, and fuck you left the boy no options. I wanna see my niggas go insane. You gon' make me step out of my fucking frame. You gon' make me buy bottles for Charlemagne. You gon' make me go out of my fucking way. I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? I drove here in a Wraith playing AR app. I'm not sure what it was that really made y'all mad, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all rap. I mean, ooh, can't fool the city, man, they know what's up. Second floor Tootsie's getting shoulder rubs. This for y'all to think that I don't write enough. They just mad cause I got the Midas touch. You love her then you gotta get a world tour. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? I know that you gotta be a thug for her. This ain't what she meant when she told you to open up more. Yeah, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you getting bodied by a singing nigga. I'm not the type of nigga that'll type the niggas. And shout to all my boss, bitches, wife and niggas. Make sure you hit them with the then tell that man to ease up. I did another one, I did another one. You still ain't did shit about the other one. Got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, going back to back. I got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, I'm going back to back. I don't wanna hear about this ever again. Not even when she tell them that they better as friends. Not even when you're saying Drizzy, tell them again. I've been putting on the show, it was a sellout event. Oh, you need better seating. I didn't want to do it, gave me every reason. The point I'm trying to make is I don't ever need them. Seeing what you do for fame or what you do for freedom, please. Check them for a while or an earpiece, please. Please do not let these niggas nail me, please. Think before you come for the great one, please. Who's a real nigga and who ain't one, please. Somebody stop me. I'm talking Bossy and Guanajuato. I got the fest in 5 days and it's my shit. Soon as a nigga hit the stage, they gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. Yeah, they want it back to back. They gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. I took a break from views, now it's back to that nigga.
Word.
Word.
Yo, shout out. Yo, always, man. Biggie always come through with that hot shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I don't value a lot of people's opinions, but I like that dude's opinion, man. But all right, let's get into this. This Drake and Meek shit, man. All
right.
Now this is my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Meek is sensitive, B. Like, yo, this is the second time in 2 years, dog, that a street dude, a goon, is mad about tweeting.
Mm-hmm.
What part of the goon game is that?
Who goes after their own clique?
First of all, that's how, you know what I'm saying, who does that? Off of a tweet. He ain't tweet out my album. So fucking what? Yo, man. We got other shit to do, man. Come on, dog. You know what I'm saying? And then now this Drake shit, Drake ain't tweet out his album. Like, yo, do he scour Twitter looking for people tweeting out his albums? That's crazy, dog. And then, okay, the fake shit. I'm tired of these fake ass dudes and all this shit, right? Mm-hmm. When you're signed to the fakest guy in the industry.
He stole a real guy's name.
he lied about his job. That we have pictures and pay stubs for. Come on, man. He's living off somebody else's name and don't want to give that man no money for that. But that's okay. You know what I'm saying? That's not the fake shit I'm talking about. I'm talking about these other fake shit. Come on, dog. Stop. Yo, why is Meek so sensitive, man?
Now, I want to address what he said at his message. All right, he said he came up in an era when we didn't tolerate ghostwriting, but then he named the people who had ghostwriters.
Yeah.
So we said Dr. Dre had what? His albums were classics. They said The Chronic and The Chronic 2001 was classics.
Yes.
All ghostwritten.
Yes.
P. Diddy. He said the line, I don't write rhymes, I write checks. Everybody know people wrote for P. Diddy.
Yes.
That Kanye was like, what, about 4 or 5 months ago, it came out Kanye had ghostwriters. Nobody said nothing.
Consequence said, if you think Kanye is a great rapper, then I'm a great rapper because I'm writing most of that shit.
And nothing happened.
Nothing.
Nobody say nothing.
Nobody. Nothing.
Big was writing Lil' Kim's rhymes.
Nobody cares.
Let's see. Back in the MySpace days, I was sending in reference tracks for cats. I still have them cats. I sent reference tracks to Rick Rude. He was a platinum producer for Mobb Deep. I sent reference tracks to overseas producers. I even put one up on Facebook. This is not new.
So if you a great MC and ghostwriting is forbidden, you know what I'm saying? Then why do you do it? If you're ghostwriting for people, that means you condone this behavior. So you can't get mad at somebody that's doing it if you're doing it too. That makes no fucking sense, man. If this shit is unacceptable, it's unacceptable across the board. You can't say, oh, you whack for having a ghostwriter when you ghostwriting for other people.
Yeah. And then, that makes,
come on, son.
Let's see. Now, how do we know that Drake, we heard one reference track.
Check one.
How do we know dude didn't make that after the song? All these instrumentals is online.
These is accusations.
This dude put out a tweet and all y'all ran with it as facts.
You know what I'm saying? And what did he say? He said that, damn, I forgot what the fuck he said. That, oh, even if it's not true, people are still going to have it in the back of their mind that he has a ghostwriter, right?
Yeah.
So couldn't that be kind of the reason that Meek Mill said this fuck shit? Yep. Just to put that doubt in your mind? Knowing it's not true, but knowing that certain people hear that shit and be like, oh, I knew it. I fucking knew it. Come on, man. This is a game, dog. Why do we care?
Nobody is saying check the receipts on this reference track.
Nothing.
Not one person. Nothing. And then let's say he did get at the Drake. Man, you know how many people have taken lines and verses and hooks? I know a popular platinum-selling artist right now. My boy, I was working with this crew down here in Orlando. He had a number one song. We was going club to club. Instead of trying to sign him, this is one of the reasons I quit rapping and got out the music crap. Because instead of signing him, putting him on for his hot song, they wanted to buy his entire song and give it to the main head. The label, I ain't gonna say which one it was, but they just wanted to buy the whole song as theirs.
You
telling me, dude, this man, they have websites where you can submit
rhymes. that's why we have these terms, sampling, ghostwriter, because this shit is happening and it's been happening and who cares? That's the look, R&B singers.
Nobody writes that crap.
Nobody writes that shit. But you don't look at it like, oh, she's a talented artist. No, she's a great entertainer. That's it. And the people writing the songs get no love. Look at Smitty. Smitty was the main dude rapping, I mean, ghostwriting for P. Diddy. Mm-hmm. Smitty came out with a song. They hated that shit. Let P. Diddy say the same shit that he did. Oh, nigga, it's a fucking hit.
It's crazy.
Yo, it's fucking asinine. It's what it is, man.
Yo, and y'all, why there's only a few people I can come. Only people I really talk to when it comes to music is Jermaine and James Edwards. That's it. Because everybody else got an agenda.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, what was we doing last week on Forget That Your Podcast? Defending Meek because of from Joe Budden.
Yeah.
We were defending Meek. So we don't got no agenda against Meek.
For real. Yo, I said earlier, I don't fuck with neither one of these dudes, really. You know what I'm saying? If you make a hot song, cool, you got that. I don't care who's on top of some people have picked who they want to be on top, and that's the person that they're riding for.
Yeah.
I'm going off of one dude was butt hurt and being an internet thug, and the other nigga dropped some ether bars, and here we are.
Yeah, the dude going the hardest didn't even start the beef. The dude going the hardest said, I'm an R&B nigga.
You getting bodied by a singing nigga, dog. Come on, man.
You getting bodied by the dude who didn't even stop. Come on, man. How you slap me in the face and then won't punch back when I'm hitting you?
Yo, the one that they say is the softest dude out right now. The
softest.
Is going the hardest. And that's all it's about. All this other shit, the Ghost Rider shit, whatever. I'm talking about bars. You started some shit. This dude then too old you, and you ain't said nothing.
Oh yeah, let's show the people what he said. Hold up, I'm gonna find this tweet. And is this the dude y'all supposed to be the hardest dude out?
Is this after the diss or is this shit that started it?
This is after the first diss.
Okay.
I hope he didn't delete it. Oh, Meek Mill's latest tweet 6 hours ago. A capital damn Z. Really? Here it go. Let's get it. What flames of a says beautiful nightmare Drake diss Meek Mill. You press play. This is what you get. This is y'all's the dude y'all caping for.
That was you. That was you.
That's his diss.
Come on, son.
At Meek Mill, go to his page. It's up there right now. I ain't make this up. That's his diss. But he the street dude. He was on the Breakfast Club saying, I don't play them type of games. They ain't coming at me. And this is what he doing.
And then he goes to Twitter. Yo, your trigger finger turned into Twitter fingers.
Yo, it's amazing to me. This dude has not put out one song, and he got people defending him all day on my page.
All day. No, it's crazy. Yo, like, when did we start supporting fuck shit? Dude, and that's exactly what's happening.
Dude, I tweeted out this, and a couple people got in their feelings. So I was like, okay, I'm going to make y'all mad the entire day. And then what was kind of strange was it was only dark-skinned dudes that was mad. Yeah. Kind of strange.
Did you notice that?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't want to bring it up, but that's the way it was going everywhere.
They said this dude came from a battle background. Okay, so he should be more experienced than Drake, right?
So, nigga, battle.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Where's his raps?
Yo, Biggie. Okay, you say he come from an impoverished area. He pulled himself up by his bootstraps, right? Son, Drake is from Canada. He was on a TV sitcom. Who's taking this nigga seriously as a rapper? If that ain't pulling yourself up, I don't know what is.
You know what I'm saying?
Who's taking that? This and the dude that said I'm extra light skinned. Nobody takes me seriously, dog. He had to work hard for everything How'd he come in the game on top already? He had to work for that shit, man. He got kicked out of rap groups.
And that dude was rich. That dude, he was living with his mom, or he stayed with his mom or his grandma.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, his dad left. They didn't have no money, but somehow he's privileged now.
You know what I'm saying? It's still a hard story just from a different area, man. That's it, dog.
Like,
come
if
on.
It's that easy to get on a sitcom, sign me the hell up right now. I'll go take that money.
Yo, give me the wheelchair, and I will get on the sitcom,
you know
son.
What I'm saying? Wheelchair Anthony. Where do I sign up to be on the show?
For real, man, like, yo, this shit is, I don't understand it, man. Like, I've never seen something so obvious be so lopsided, dog.
Now, this is so crazy.
A dude put out some tweets. When did that become the way to talk shit? You know what I'm saying? And, yo, let's go back to this street shit. He a goon, right? As a goon, if I have a problem with you, I come talk to you. I know goddamn well Nikki has this motherfucker phone number. If you got something to say to that man, say it to that man. Why are you going to social media, dog? Just for the reason you trying to put doubt in people's minds. That's why you said that old whack ass ghostwriter shit that don't nobody care about, dog. Matter of fact, since you ain't released a track, you might need to get you a fucking ghostwriter, nigga, since you ain't said nothing.
When Nipsey Hussle had a problem with Tax, what did he do? He got on the telephone.
Exactly.
That's what goons do.
That's what goons do, man. He ain't tweet my album out. You sound so suspect with that shit. Yo, and it's twice, so this is not just a one-time thing. You know what I'm saying? Okay, maybe this happened one day. You've done this before.
Yep.
Come on, dog. You looking real suspect, man.
Dog, that is so crazy. And
I don't
then
understand.
Charged Up, dude. People hating on Charged Up. Hold on. I got the bar breakdown for Charged Up.
Oh, shit.
Because people sleeping on Charged Up, dog.
Yo, and the fact that he named it back to back. Because I put out one, you may say shit, so I'll put out another one, dog. Come on, man. Drake out here winning, man. And he sent the bottles to Charlamagne.
And he sent the bottles, dude. And come then on, the cover man. Was even better, dog. He had Toronto beating Philly that year they won back-to-back. Oh, my God.
Yo, Drake is a genius, B.
All right, for Charged Up. Have you ever read The Art of War? Have you ever went to war? You don't put out your best gifts, like, up front. And
no.
Give them the upper hand?
Yo.
You just
you
throw
gave,
a warning shot out there. You test you the waters.
You gave me some whack-ass tweets, and I chin-checked you.
You
that's
know what
it.
I'm saying? You test the waters.
Let you know shit is real out here, B.
Let's get on this Charged Up. Let's break this down. Might have DJ Clue drop a bomb on it. He was dissing Flex. He had a Jay-Z jab in there. He said, I'm trying to take the higher road and still respect my idols. I have a deal with Apple, but I still feel entitled. I still feel entitled. Title. A few days ago, Media Takeout reported he had Meek do that to Drake. Pulling out the title because he took this Apple deal. They're saying that's why Meek even like started this. I don't know how much that's true or whatever, but he still threw that jab at. He threw that jab at Jay.
Yeah.
Trying to respect my idols. Signed a deal with Apple, and I still feel entitled. All right. And then, I'm done doing favors for people because it's not like I need the money I make off a feature. Basically, Drake is saying Meek Mill needs him on his album to even get sales because his sales would never come close to Drake. Let's just put that out there.
Yeah, straight up.
But he called out to Drake for a feature to get them fans. I see you so-and-sos having trouble going gold. Come live out your dreams at OVO. He pretty much going at the whole label.
Yep. Come on, man.
No woman ever had me starstruck or was able to tell me to get my bars up. Remember on the Breakfast Club interview? And he's like, yeah, man, Nikki, she challenged me and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Dog, he is killing you.
Yeah, for real, yo. And I don't think he's going at Meek and Nikki's relationship. It's not about that. He's just saying, yo, the chick you dating got better bars than you.
I don't think she got better bars than him, though.
It don't got to be true to say it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, but when he said the rumors, if I hit or didn't, dog, you know Drake hit that already.
Hell yeah.
I think that's what set him off. Him and Nikki had to have some kind of argument about it because he can't get over it for some reason. Like, he probably asked her every other day, yo, did you let him smash or not?
He bigger than me.
Oh, man, I love it, dude.
Yeah, man.
And if he come out, I tweeted him, come out with that three-peat and have a picture of Jordan and Pippen.
Yeah. Yo, but already, I see y'all Team Meeks out there pleading no contest, man. But even if he do come out, they gonna say it took too long. Oh, all this shit. No, if it's whack, it's just whack. Yeah. That's it. We going off of strictly bars, man. If he come out with that hot shit, I give it to him. Yo, that shit was dope. If not, I'm not going to... Nah, man, it took too long. That shit is whack. No. If it's good, it's good. That's the bottom line, man. Y'all got to stop that shit.
Funk Master Flex Night. Funk Master Flex. Funk Master Flex. Funk Master Flex.
I just want to know how niggas going to jail. Tell them no niggas coming back home and it's still being cool. I just want to know how niggas on Instagram and Twitter with 50,000 followers ain't got no money in real life. But still popping. I just want to know. I want to know if a nigga ain't really putting it in, but acting like he putting it in, niggas still letting it fly like it's cool. I really want to know, man. Shit getting different out here. It's getting spooky. Now when that shit went down with Chris, you wrote a check. In New Orleans, want my chain, they give respect. So with that, tell me you a pussy in a fan. Set it around, sit, you know the shooters at your neck. I just wanna know if you ain't right there running through the six shit. Tell us who the fuck was quitting running through the six with.
Running through the six with my walls. Count money, you know how it goes. All the real if I have a baby. And the fake get exposed.
Nigga, right for you, cause you know you never did shit. When I do that, I thought I was trying to catch a big fish. You ain't get your chick back yet. And now she rockin' with the chest. I know you missed that check. You went from clean, put the butter patch, missed that jet. Hold up.
I got to take them off of here. That's right. I got to take them off of here. There's only one, and that's me. You understand? Boy, that's fighting. You understand? The sucker think he good. The sucker think he can whoop me. And I knew he can't whoop me. Hey, boy, the nigga whole style is chump. You understand? When it comes to me, you understand? So let me get mine first. Then after I get mine, you can do what you want to do.
You know you fucked up, right?
Hey!
You should have just said nothing. Now y'all gonna have to give me a check to stop. All I hear is platinum neck, platinum this. Meanwhile, I'm on the carpet with a platinum chick. I got a platinum rolly, platinum whip. Niggas frauds, I told the truth, don't ask me shit. All this industry fake enemy and rapper shit. It's never really my style, we got cash to get. I really started from nothing, ass backs and shit. Puffy almost caught a domestic when he smacked that bitch. Hold up, let that bitch breathe.
Hey. It's called popping shit. It's no cut on it. It's no cut on it. If your feelings getting hurt, you feel like, oh, that's an arrogant motherfucker. No, this is the truth. And the truth hurts. Haven't I paid my dues? Then I weather the storm.
Yeah.
Niggas is gone and I'm here.
You let Tip Homie piss on you in the movie theater, nigga. We ain't forget. Real niggas back in style, this shit is lit. This that Ja Rule shit and 50 Cent.
And I don't know how y'all do it, but there's no way I'm coming to your page to defend Drake. I don't even have that in my DNA. Like, I don't care. I don't understand why y'all care what I write, dude. I'm like, I'm a regular dude like everybody else. I don't know why I'm the ambassador of, or if he thinks it's wrong, I gotta correct. I gotta make sure he knows.
Yo, what your man, you're like, yo, you don't even be on my post like that, but I understand that you hurt. It's okay.
Yeah. No, this dude ain't talked to me in like 8 months and came out to defend Meek Mill. I'm like, dude, what happened? Where are you coming from?
Yo, like, other people said I was going on, like, I was liking these, they was killing me with these memes, man. Yo, these memes was on fire,
dude,
all day. And yo, you go, I'm like, yo, that shit is funny. Somebody posted, man, Drake whack as fuck. Come on, man. Like, yo, stop. Why is you campaigning for this nigga so
man? Campaigning for a dude that is not helping you.
And he ain't put no bars out.
That's you ain't got no memes for him to come, you know what I'm saying? He ain't got no rebuttal memes. He ain't nothing. Got no music. He ain't got nothing for y'all.
Give me a line. Give me a line of some. Yo, y'all can even repost it to tweets or something. Come on, man. Yo, we talking about bars, dog. That's all we got bars is from Drake. And they hot. And these, yo, did you see the glory meme, son?
Oh, I didn't. Oh, yeah. We did that with the tears. Yeah. Oh, man.
I died a little bit, dog. That was funny.
They is killing this dude. They is so fast.
Man, it's, oh my God, it was so good, man. Yo, it was so good. It was so many of them, man.
And they say Meek is a high, he said Meek was a high energy guy, but Drake's the one charged up. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah. For that high energy, you must be saving it for Nicki or something. Because he would. With these bars, man. I want bars. Bars. Give me that. Oh, yo, like, yo, the Kermit the Frog.
Oh, man, I had like, you dying.
Me gonna be on Twitter.
Type it faster than mother.
Yo, I told wife, like, yo, we gonna get 147,000 character response from this dude.
And, yo, Meek better watch out because Joe Budden said he already got 70 bars in on the Meek diss. He just waiting for him to say his name again.
70 bars.
Because remember, he got sensitive over Joe Budden.
Yeah.
Which we agree with him on that one, but.
Yeah. But then I watched the interview. Joe was like, yo, man, it was a joke. It was in bad taste, but.
Yeah.
It was still a joke, but I can see how you could get amped up over that.
He got 70 bars, 70 dog.
Bars.
And I don't know if y'all know the history of Joe Budden.
It goes down.
His bars are so clever.
It goes down, son.
And Safari, please, please.
Shut the fuck up.
Now, you can tell he write Nicki's raps.
Yeah, because them shits was lame,
he
son.
Sound like it was a feat. Like, he sounded like he wrote that for Nicki. He said, you got a cute penis.
No, he didn't.
No, yeah, he did. He said, my print is bigger than yours.
Oh, yeah, that was gay.
This dude said, you got a belly, go eat a pear.
Yo, some of that shit ain't even rhyme. I'm like, what is Safari doing? Yo, I got, that shit was like, what, two, 3 minutes long?
Yeah.
I gave him a minute, and I'm like, nope, I'm done with this, man. That shit was whack.
Yo, where's his friends, though?
Stuck gang.
Temperature is rising up. No mercy, nothing to concern me. You dream about Drake numbers in your nightmares, but y'all hating on me and my little career. No matter what you buy, nigga, I'll be right there. I'm in the back of her mind like a new nigga. I'm everywhere, TMZ making news, nigga. I left and I don't want it back. The proof is right here. Thank God I'm free, my nigga. Shit felt like a light, yeah. You got a botch face, nigga, with a cute date. This nigga bent out of shape with a gorilla face. My bars on the pink print, no one will never match. My dick print, little nigga, you can never match. You got a botch face, nigga, with a cute date.
Like somebody tell this nigga no. No.
I tweeted out, I would look right at him and deleted the entire track.
Boston for real, engineer. Yeah. Yo, well, at least the no bars that Meek has put out is better than that shit.
I'm going with Safari had the worst diss track in history.
Yes, it has to. I've heard nothing worse than that.
I couldn't believe that, dude.
Yeah, man, that shit was. I wouldn't even put that out, man. Like, yo, you need to fire everybody around you. That includes your mother, man, because she should have told you better than that.
So, who's your favorite beef, man?
My favorite track, diss track, man, is Sauce Money going in Nature.
What?
Yeah, man, I love that. Dog, Sauce Money, he killed that boy, man.
I gotta write that down.
Sauce Money going in Nature. He said, your claim to fame is that you call me fat, but anybody that can see, nigga, can call me that. But I ain't heard it in so long, man. I forgot how it go.
And you probably get this one much sooner than later. I don't say whack rappers' names, not in my nature. But that's your tongue lashing serious, Mr. Fast and Furious. Pickpocket with your bright ideas. You ain't no pimp, you a car thief. So I know you love gone in 60 seconds, just like your career. This ain't no VA small play, Atlanta GA, core trade. Just for them thugs who love to brawl in the hallway. Hit your fifth at the same time, and let's all say, this is BK all day. Another second and I'm done with him. Can't really score no points if the gun hit him. I might as well have some fun with him. Come on, phony, I know a bunch of live niggas from Queens and you ain't one of them. You claim the fame is that you call me fat. Well, anybody that could see nigga could call me that. But here's the thing, purse snatcher, cause I got dough and I'm a fuck hoes anyway, and they still gonna call me back. Now, what you think, you some kind of hot shot? Smoke a little weed and start taking pot shots? I bruise your stunt, niggas get confused in front. Little homie, I think you better lose the blunt. Me sloppy, never. Rock rollies and minks and links, Prada shoes with long sweats.
Hey, you picking that over Pac, Biggie, Dipset versus Jay-Z, Jay-Z versus Nas, Dipset versus Mace, Jay-Z versus Nas, Jadakiss versus Beanie Siegel, Lox versus Diddy, Joe Budden, G-Unit, Game versus G-Unit, Common versus Ice Cube, KR1 versus Nelly, KR1 versus MC Shan.
Damn.
Dude, we got so many beefs.
Yeah, I know. Okay, let's, all right, the KRS-One versus MC Shan, that was good. With the South Bronx versus Queensbridge, it was unnecessary, but it was good. The KRS-One versus Nelly, again, unnecessary.
Judging what's real hip hop, half the time. Be them niggas who fucking album flop. You know, boat done sank and it ain't left the dock. Come on, man, cause I'm hot. Just mad cause he not. You ain't gotta give me my props, just give me the yachts. Give me my rocks and keep my fans coming in flocks. Till you top the Super Bowl, keep your mouth on lock.
Shh. I'm awake.
Common versus Ice Cube. Unnecessary. if you listen to what Common said, he wasn't shitting on the West Coast. He said, yo, he liked that she was out there. So Ice Cube was wrong in that one. Game versus G-Unit. That just had to happen.
Dude, I think Game, yo, he put them paws on the whole G-Unit.
Yeah.
This dude was doing like, what was it? What was that one? 300 something? No, it was like 1,000 bars or something.
Yeah, 1,000 bars and running. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man, that was a long song, too.
Oh, we forgot about Ja Rule versus, oh, man.
Yeah, oh, Ja Rule and 50?
Yo, 50 ate that man alive.
Jeez, a lot. Yo, ended his career.
So you smell that? What's that?
I smell pussy.
Is that you, Herb?
I smell pussy.
Is that you, Ja?
I smell pussy.
Is that you, Blay?
I smell pussy.
Is that you, Ty? Y'all niggas is pussy. I'm ballin' now, nigga. Now watch me.
Watch me.
Ain't nothing you can do to stop me.
Stop me.
Your niggas get so emotional.
Ended his career for doing the same shit that he started doing, which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Let me see, Joe Budden. I don't remember the Joe Budden versus G Unit.
Oh, you remember that?
Mm-mm.
Only a lot of people don't know about that one, but I used to listen to, cause Dwayne put me on Joe Budden, so I used to listen to his mixtapes, and that's how I got a wind of that. And I used to hear the disses on there.
Oh, okay.
Man, I think I gotta go with the, dang, it's hard with the Ether, but.
Yeah.
Benny Siegel, man, he.
You always say that.
Golly. Oh, people don't be including that joint.
Yeah.
He killed that man.
Like, yo, a lot of people haven't heard that, man.
I don't want to have it now. Yo, fuck you. Yeah, bitch. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, yo, when I met you, you was on my dick. Jigga gave you his old Bentleys. Now you on some shit. I don't know where they found you, son. But since your pops ain't around, I'ma punish you and ground you, son. And niggas can't stand you, Siegel. Your flow is mine anyway, so don't bite the hand that feeds you. Them niggas that gassed you is ass too. Trust me, them niggas don't wanna shoot five dope. They rust, believe it or not, ghetto is mine. And when I see you, I'ma put your cornrows on the yellow lines. I got niggas in Philly that been where you live. Fuck Scarface, my bullets hit women and kids. Worst mistake was trying for me. And you could bring a baby gorilla with you. He dying for free. I'm stunting on a disco beat. Use a fag, your next rhyme should be on a Cisco beat. And I hate beans, but fuck it, kids gon' eat. It's me and you, fuck the labels. Let's go street, and your rap fans need me. I don't know why this nigga talking all greasy when Max Jam easy. Fuck what you thinking, nigga. That stinking nigga. What bitch wanna lay with you? Fuck nigga, I could get you murked in a day or two. No casket, only thing left was a braid or two. You forgot reason that you signed to the rock. Cause you listen and you watch and listen to the locks. All it take is a gun and a bomb. You got me on tape. Hard knock life tour, harder than your mom. Most death, I have a nigga bury a caucus for a cool G. Dog, you still gotta convince me. And don't be a coward and try to turn Philly against me. And I ain't making no more songs neither. So when I shoot him in his face, I don't wanna hear that I'm wrong neither. Whole ass, suck my dick. Faggot, none of y'all niggas can't fuck with Kiss. It's the J to the Izzy, D to the Izzy. Y'all niggas is pussy, I don't want no gun plizzy. Siegel's not real to me, therefore he doesn't exist. Van Mook, son of a Kiss.
The Empire Strikes Back, motherfuckers. Mini S, DJ Envy, I'll at your boy. Bang Bang, Siegel Street Gang, early.
Hey yo, they coming at my head, homie.
Beats, beats.
My blood pressure is building. The headphones is on fire this time around. Bleak, about to squeeze
niggas,
you
shoot.
Oh, Billy,
Billy.
Oh,
Billy.
Yeah, man.
Fuck
this. Yeah, fuck the speculation, talk over. Nigga, dig this. I'm about to sun kiss like a soda and make J to the moi. Put his lips on his nine and really kiss the game goodbye. You about to really make me hurt you, kiss. Spitting candy bars. This nigga sweeter than a Hershey kiss. Got me heated about to work the fifth. Rezzing off that purple shit. The Reverend gotta get a hearse for kiss. You broke. Talking about you rock yourself out. When I see you, gonna really wish you knock yourself out. When it was see, need the whole locks to help out. It's just me. I don't need the rock to help out. I can tell why style say the ghost of the shit. I can tell in your style. Right, most of your shit. You ain't wine, nigga. Most of you bitch. Got me pissed. Can't put your dick in the dirt. But you pussy, so I'ma fuck you when I'm lifting your skirt. We can spit it all, gun it out. 4/5 of M, run it out. Tell me, nigga, how you run a route. You still living in the basement of your mother's house. I tried to have a little patience, but it's running out. Probably need blood in your mouth. Knock your brains out. Let the doc remind you what a thug is about. And I'm talking to Jada. And any y'all motherfucker hater who like ain't wanna put down paper. Tell him, meet me at any arena. Bring this mean. I spark him up, starch and even stiff like the cleaners. Niggas got hit in the genders. We got gats hitting the engines. A pocket in the coop for the pigeons. Set the SK right for your chest. Give you a long walk at night. And ain't no life after death. Hey yo, Peepaw, handle this nigga. I rock your bells like L. I ain't cannabis, nigga. Yeah, recess over for you playground niggas. Wouldn't shoot up a ladder, slide down a board. Fuck your monkey ass bars when I'm swinging this four. Can't duck when I land shots. Get buried in a sandbox. Sharks in the water, can't swim in the pool. No snacks after school and my stomach is full. Gotta bring it to him hard as shit. I kick this ball over the fence to let the nigga know who guard is this. Was funny, Jason? Really think you grind me too. And everybody likes you better in that shiny suit. So no matter where you go, I'ma spot you. Double RT in the body, I'm a pop. My pump make you lift up. Tech make you do a 360. Got gas that the government got. Motherfuckers, you thugging or not?
Empire Strikes Back.
Nah, fuck it, I don't wanna stop. My gun to pop is a fella. Tell me who you wanna rock. And I can show you how grimy done. I cuff your ass, strip your ass, whip your ass till your mommy come. I got the mask and the text.
Oh my god, dude. When I first heard that, cause I was like, man, JD Kiss. Because dog, I'm a huge JD Kiss fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, boy, when I heard that, I'm like,
oh, my God.
Even in an interview, Jada Kiss said he got me.
Yeah. And that's when you know it's real.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I know we asked the question before. Takeover or Ether?
Oh, I got to go with if it's Takeover versus Ether, I got to go with Ether.
Hell yeah.
But that Blueprint, too. I think he went hard on the Blueprint, too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I was watching that the other day, man. That man said, is it Uchi Wally or is it what, Mike? Is it Black Girl Lost or Shorty Obi for Ice? Yo, he was going in on that.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's the best days, man.
What did he say? He said, your little brother is a guard to me. Golly.
That pocket Biggie, man. Like,
oh my God, yo, they hit him up.
Yo, that's the only thing I remember about that is hit him up, man.
Man.
When that, yo, I remember I'm in Korea, and we buying bootleg tapes, mm-hmm. and my man Yardy, yo, shout out to Yardy, man, he from Brooklyn, uh-huh. he bought that shit and played it. That hit him up came on.
I ain't Suck got ass. No motherfucker. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side bad boy killers, you know who the realest is. Westside, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, Puffy tryna see me weak, hearts I rip. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at the boots. You know the rules. Lil Caesar, go ask your homie how I leave you. Cut your young ass up, leave you in pieces. Now be deceased. Lil Kim, don't fuck around with real cheese. Quick to snatch your ugly ass off the streets. So fuck peace.
Smooth took it out of the tape deck, dog. And threw it on the ground, started stomping on that shit.
Who did?
The dude Yachty.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he's like, nope, nope.
Only thing I hate about that, the Pac beef, because you didn't know what the return records was. Because everybody, man, I don't know what happened. Like, they were saying, Diddy said, don't put him out.
Yeah.
They said Shook Ones was back at Pac.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
But we'll never know because they didn't stamp it. Like, yeah. Nobody was stamping nothing. They saying Who Shot Ya was back at Pac. They like, it's like rumors of all these tracks, but nobody was saying his name or nothing.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
Yo, the only thing I like about this Meek and Drake shit is that Meek said his name. That's the only positive thing he did for me in this situation. Because I'm tired of these dudes coming on their social media with that old subliminal shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The fact that he said his name, I'm like, all right, cool. But then he just did away with everything after that.
That dude put on the 15-second scream track.
Yeah. Yo, but it seems like a lot of these beefs that you got listed here is unnecessary. Like there was no reason for it.
Come on, man. It was all necessary, man. Oh, I didn't even put LL in Cannabis.
Yo, LL and Kumo D. Yes. Oh, yo, that's when it was L back then. Yo, Kumo D album cover had the Jeep sitting on top of the Kango and shit. So I was like, yeah.
Dang.
What do you think about that Cannabis and LL? Who you think won that shit?
Man, I gotta go back and listen to it. If I had to like pick right now, I know that Reaper track was hard, but Cannabis had Tyson on that joint, man.
Yo, the only thing I said about it was Cannabis shit was dope. That second round knockout, man, that shit was dope. And then LL put out like this 15-minute song. I'm like, man, this is too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Cannabis, it killed you in 3 minutes, and you put out this 15-minute shit, man. Nah, bro, I gotta go with Cannabis on that one.
Hey, Mike Tyson here speaking with the Cannabis man over here. Yo, Cannabis, your main objective out here is to do nothing but eat MCs for lunch, breakfast. Hey, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right. But they can't hurt us, man. We're gonna do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle
it. You want me to let the world know the truth. You don't want me to shine. You study my rhyme. Then you laser vocals at the mind. That's a bitch move. Something that a homo rapper would do. So when you say that you platinum, you only dropping clues. I studied your background. Read the book that you wrote. Researched your footnotes about how you used to sniff coke. Fronting like a drug-free role model. You disgust me. I know bitches to see you smoke weed recently. You walk around showing off your body cause it sells. Plus to avoid the fact that you ain't got scales. Mad at me cause I kick that shit real, niggas fail. Why 99% of your fans wear high heels? From Ice-T to Kumo D to Jay-Z. Now you wanna fuck with me? You must be crazy. You dripping with whack juice and you can't get it off. You better be prepared to finish what you start.
Actually, his shit LL Cool J shit towards Jamie Foxx was better than this, man.
Dang, I don't even remember that one.
Yo, it was on the Greatest of All Time album. He actually did the verse in the basement, sitting on the toilet. Which I thought that was hilarious. Like, yo, somebody asked me how I feel about Fox. He pussy and he ain't funny as Chris Rock. I was like, oh my God.
Hey, yo, I'm telling you, the only way Meek can respond, he got to have Diddy on the joint.
Yeah.
He got to have Diddy talking that good, because Diddy, boy, he's the best talker in the game.
Yeah. Like, yo, but like, what can he do? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, everything about Drake is that he's soft. He ain't no more. You know what I'm saying? You done brought it out of him that he is not soft no more. So what are you going to say? And what position does this put Nicki in? You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, that's her boyfriend. That's her friend. That's her label mate. She can't be, you know what I'm saying, putting bugs in this nigga's ear of shit that Drake do. That would just be fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yo, I don't know what's going to happen with this, man, but it better be good. I know that.
And Funk Flex, boy, your time is up.
You dead in these streets, man.
Boy, they came at his head.
Like, oh, but, man, go ahead, son.
I understand, okay, if he said he was going to give you the track, you hyped it up, but he didn't give you the track. But what I don't understand is why you just play 2 hours of music and then come in and let the people know, like, yo.
Say something, man. Yeah. That's all he do.
He didn't say nothing.
And then the next day, Ebro come on campaigning for this dude and shit. Like, come on, man. Yo, this shit was fucked up. It was a fucked up situation. Don't try to blame this shit on Meek. Meek ain't sitting in. You should have fucking known better, dog. Y'all should have waited till I had that shit in hand, man. Come on, dog. And he talking about, yo, why they go with Breakfast Club all the time? Yo, they have nothing else to say about Breakfast Club, man. And, oh yeah, in 2016 it's gonna be, shut the fuck up, man. Care about this shit.
Did you hear the Birdman interview with Angie Martinez?
Nah, man. I saw a little bit of it where she asked him about, he's like, if you think I'm shooting at Wayne or pouring drinks on Wayne, you crazy.
Yeah, that didn't make no sense, because he was like, If it was anybody in my crew, they got dealt with. That's my son, and ain't nothing. They know not to mess with Wayne. All right, they said the dude was standing right next to you. So
yeah, what?
What, you just wait till later?
You said, and is Nicki and Drake leaving? They ain't going nowhere.
Ain't
regardless,
nowhere. Go.
Okay. That all sounds fine, right? Let's get all them in the room together and do this interview. Let's see how that goes.
Yo, he was talking. Yo, the way he said it was like, if they try to leave, they gonna die.
Yeah, like, yo, like, he was Brody-ing them, right? Like, yeah. Yo, man, you ain't going no motherfucking way. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. Yo, yo, get them all in the room.
Oh, then he said there. She asked him, has he talked to Wayne? And he was like, well, our studios is right next door to each other, but we don't talk.
Why not?
He's like, why? You don't just go over to the studio? Nah, because if I'm going to talk to him, I'm going to just go up to his house and have him open the gate and let me in, and we going to talk. Really?
Come on,
He's like, so do you see him? Yeah, I see him going in the studio, but we don't talk. But that's my son.
That shit sounds suspect to me.
Man, that dude.
Yo, that sounds suspect as a motherfucker, man.
Yeah, that dude was just, that interview was a whole waste of time.
Hell yeah.
Now, this Ghostface Killah versus Action Bronson, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That had to be the greatest talk diss of all time.
Talk that shit, Ghost! Now, okay. I will say it was unnecessary, and it was way over the top, but it was fucking hilarious. I really enjoyed it, man. That shit was good.
Yo, I'm like, whoa, why you gotta bring out the shooters and stuff, yo, man?
The shooters, Ghost, you too old for this.
Yeah. Yo,
this beard on fire, this fat motherfucker.
The old school jams in the back. I'm like, yo, this is Wu-Tang, son.
The Teddy P was playing, and yo, he stayed on beat with it.
On beat? Like, how many times did he record this? Like, he was like, on cue, like, you better listen to what I'm saying. Dude, come in singing. Like, yo!
said, my nigga Ghost, son. Yo, and Action Bronson copped a plea. I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Please. No, now. Before you take your coat off. That's it.
Hey, yo.
I've got something to tell you. See?
Let me talk to you.
It's like, why is it every time we go out of the town to get around?
You got this little fake ass nigga.
Man, you always
Action Bronson running around sounding like me.
What I done bought for you?
But I want to tell this little fat fuck something.
How much money I make?
I gave you a grace period, nigga.
And what?
I'm supposed to destroy you a long time ago. You go on Sports Nation kicking that shit, acting like, yo, you the nigga, and like, where I'm at? First of all, you little fat fuck, who gives you the right to even mention my name out your motherfucking mouth? Bro, you done made a mistake, boy. You done fucked up, man.
Yo, like, it really, like I said, man, it was unnecessary. Even the shit he said on Sports and it wasn't that bad, but it was uncalled for. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, oh, he ain't rapping like this no more. Pump your brakes, brother. You know what I'm saying? I know you tired of this question. Like, even what Max said, he was like, yo, when I heard it, I'm like, yo, when did Ghost drop a new track? And I bought it anyway. You know what I'm saying? He bought your CD on the strength of how you sound.
Yeah.
Dog, that's a shout out. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you should be like, yo, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, he one of the greats, man. I'm just glad I can be in the same company. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? But nah, you say he ain't rapping like this no more. Well, now here comes Teddy P. You got your ass cussed out to a fucking soundtrack.
Yo, Joe Budden was talking about it on his show, and he brought up when he had problems with Raekwon.
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, he was like, he's like, after it, when they punched him in the face at that show, he was like, Crooked Eye, they was on the West Coast. He said Crooked had 100 gang members at the venue, like, instantly after that happened.
Damn.
He said Raekwon had damn near just as many. He's on the West Coast, dog. Like, he was like, dude, like, they had to squash it because that's crazy.
Yo, it was about to be something real out there.
Yeah, he was like, dog, he's like, him and Method Man had to walk away and go talk about it. And he's like, Method Man told him, like, he said, I think you a good artist and stuff. And, you know what I'm saying? You could rap and all that, but you just, like, you shouldn't have said what you said.
Yeah.
And, like, we don't play like that. Like, everybody know we don't play like that.
Yeah. Yo, Meth even said, like, yo, you said what you're supposed to say.
Yeah.
You think you better than me? You supposed to say that. But then you started all that disrespectful shit. You know what I'm saying? Talking about Meth catalog and shit. Yo, that's when it got heated, dog. Like, nah, bro. We don't do that shit.
Yo, Joe Bud was like, I'm just glad it ain't me this time. Yo, ain't no dog. The Woo dudes. He was like, man, these dudes, they don't be on Twitter and stuff like that. This is from back in my day. Like, they don't play around. Like, you gotta watch your mouth. Like, don't even bring them up.
Hell yeah. Yo, yeah, keep my fucking name out your mouth, man.
Yo, that is crazy when the dude from there got 100 gang members up and you over here matching this dude. Like, for real. Yeah, it is a problem.
Dog. And it happened so fast, dog. That was, you know, it had to be, that was one phone call.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, get him here. Bam. And I bet you some of them dudes knew each other too.
Yep.
Like, like, oh damn.
Like, whoa. Wait
what
a minute.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, man, that's crazy, man.
It's good stuff though.
Good stuff. What's this Delonte? Who is Delonte Thomas? We never went to the store.
Delonte Thomas takes his girl to a birthday party. Mm-hmm. And it's also her birthday, but it's a party for, it's like three different people having a birthday party together. It just so happens to be her birthday. So when they go to sing happy birthday, they say everybody's name but his girlfriend's. So they leave. He comes back at 1:30 in the morning and shoots that motherfucker up.
What?
He shot the party. He shot one chick, I think, 9 times, hit somebody else 8 times because they didn't put his girl name in the happy birthday song.
Dang, maybe how many names he had in there?
Yo, I think it was like 3 other ones.
Come on, man. I just forgot.
Dog, I am appalled and kind of impressed at his level of dedication to his woman.
Wait, was her name at least on the cake?
No, she was a guest. Nobody knew her.
Oh, my God. Come on.
She was with him, and nobody knew her. And he shot the party up, dog.
What's wrong with this dude?
Yo, now, he got like 28 years in prison. 28 years. Yo, you think that bitch gonna be there for him? you didn't waste your life for nothing.
Dang.
Oh.
See, man, you can't even go to a birthday party no more.
Yo, but come on, man. Tell me that level of dedication is not kind of impressive, man.
No, that's kind of crazy.
Yo, it's crazy, the motherfucker. Don't get me wrong. That's crazy. But, yo, I'm not dedicated to my wife. We've been married 16 years. I ain't shooting no motherfucking birthday party up.
Well, baby, better next year. Next year we have it at our house, so your name will say it first.
You could have took it to Applebee's and sang happy birthday for it.
Golly.
Oh, that's bananas, man.
Wow. You heard about the country's youngest convicted killer gets released?
Mm-mm.
12-year-old Curtis and his 13-year-old sister was charged as adults for the fatal shooting. Who they shot? Sister Curtis Jones and Sister Catherine Jones were charged as adults and sentenced to 18 years after pleading guilty to second-degree murder of their father's girlfriend in 1999. At the time of the murder, Curtis was 12 and Catherine was 13.
Come on, man. How you charging the 12 and the 13-year-old as adults? Oh, it's Florida. Okay.
They had also planned to kill their father and a male relative who they claimed had sexually abused them. But they ditched the plot and hid in the woods near the Port St. John home after killing Spites with their father's handgun.
Damn.
So they were saying they was getting abused, dog. And, like,
yeah.
They was trying to get help and everything, and nobody would listen. Like, how do you not listen to kids saying they was abused?
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, you see that a lot. Like, it depends on who you tell. Like, some people, you know what I'm saying, they don't want to get involved in that type of shit, man.
That's crazy how they show the pictures of them little and now you're showing them as an adult.
They're
30 now.
Oh, okay. They're a picture of me. Damn. Yo, well, they don't look that bad, though, to have been in jail for 18 years.
I know, right? She looks straight.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, that's that no stress life, man. Like, that dude I work with that did 25. Nigga, Mel, he was in super shape. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, he ain't look 57 or nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, God damn. What jail do for you?
Yeah, it depends on what jail you at.
Oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, but like, what's the stress that we have? Bills, car breaking down, you know what I'm saying? Yo, that wears you out every day. All he gotta do is avoid the rape.
Really? You gotta avoid rape, stabbings, getting killed.
Before starting his sentence, Curtis reportedly asked his attorney if he could bring his Nintendo to prison.
Dang.
That was a child. That was a straight up kid, man. Y'all put him in jail.
12 years old. Can I bring my Nintendo?
But you 15, drunk and high, driving a truck and kill 4 people on the side of the road. You ain't know what you was doing.
Dog, how they put 12-year-old in there and all this? Dog, that's crazy.
Now you know they go to juvenile till they 18 and then they put them in there, which is not good, but that's how the system works.
Dang, they said they must have been doing them kids dirty for them to shoot them.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's a crazy story.
Yeah, man.
I wonder if they probably haven't even seen each other either until now.
Yeah, no, they ain't.
After they had to split up for the...
Yeah, for the jail sentence and shit, yeah.
That's crazy. Plies of the day?
Yes, sir.
See what good old Plies got for us? Uh-oh. He got food. What is this dude talking about?
I just seen a little hoe I just want to fuck. But the bitch was fuck all the good time dope bills in the city. The hoe ain't want to give me no pussy. I seen the hoe, nah, she's talking about I'm ready. I said, ready for what? Somebody give you some pussy. I said, no, you ain't. Bitch, you play it out. Nah, you expired. You do like some spoiled milk. I can't do it. I'm going to pull you in the sink now.
So I do these pineapples, man.
Oh, no. It's smacking his lips and all that shit.
Smacking the lips like Safari.
I can't do them. I'm going to pull you in the sink now.
I was there telling him that though. I be icing him, baby. When a nigga be beating that pussy, you be. What that be meaning though? What that be meaning?
Oh man.
The fucking pies, man.
Sweet pussy Sandy. I told Bay I want to wake up to that pussy. Just like I do them sentimental crying. I told Bay I want to put ice in that pussy. Just like I do them sentimental crying. I told Bay I want to eat that pussy. Just like I do them sentimental crying. Sweet.
God damn it, man.
Yo, do you put ice in your cereal?
No.
Yo, I've seen a lot of people talk about they put ice in their cereal because they want the milk extra cold.
No, I don't even fuck with milk like that in the first place. I'm not gonna get it extra cold. Have my stomach get knots.
I told y'all my stomach do the Watusi, dog.
Yeah, I'm saying it was a gang fight. My shit.
I ain't had milk in like 8 years, man.
Yeah, I don't fuck with the milks, man.
I used to kill them cookie crabs.
I used to drink the milk out that cookie crabs.
Yeah, you see your boy Donald Trump. He quoted that tweet talking about Hillary can't even keep Bill satisfied. How she gonna run a country?
Oh, yo, this motherfucker. Yo, he's trying to lose all the votes.
Nah, what's wrong with this dude?
Look, so yo, he done lost the black. He wasn't getting the black vote. He done lost the Hispanic vote. He done lost the soldier vote. Now he done lost the female vote. what are you waiting? You know what I'm saying? What are you working with right now, dog?
Yo, what if he still won though?
Man,
that'll tell you right there. It's all money.
Yeah, like it's all. I asked my man the question the other day because I keep seeing a lot of posts about Obama and all this shit, right? Mm-hmm. What did Obama do that was so wrong during his presidency? How did he mess up our country? Mm-hmm. Can you tell me?
I think they're still waiting for that birth certificate. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yo, like, I don't understand, like, even the policies he made or whatever, I ask people, what is so wrong? Nobody has an answer for that. All they can say is gay marriage. If you don't like gay marriage, don't get one. Universal health care. What is wrong with that?
He said, what
is the problem with that? I don't understand how that's a problem.
I know people is mad that they had to participate.
Yeah, like okay, they had to pay, like, your premiums go up. That means you're more covered, right? For everything, like, if you don't have health insurance and you get, let's say you get cancer, right? Mm-hmm. Now you can't get health insurance because it's a pre-existing problem. With the universal health care plan, well, with the Affordable Health Care Act, they can't deny you health insurance for a pre-existing problem. Makes sense, right? Uh-huh. I would think so, but I don't understand. He's such a problem. He's destroyed his country. The gas price is high. Gas price has been fucking high. You know what I'm saying? Raising the minimum wage. What's wrong with that? You know what I'm saying? come on, man. Y'all driving me fucking crazy with this shit.
They don't want people to eat.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and everything that you say there's a problem with that is going to be solved when Obama is out of office, then you really don't understand the problem.
Yo, why is people so mad that the minimum wage is raised, but they won't do that job?
You don't even... Yo, minimum wage and immigrants, immigration, they're still in our jobs. It's jobs you don't want. It's jobs you're not going to do.
Jobs you refuse to do, but you mad?
I don't get it. Minimum wage, you don't want to have that job. You don't want to work at a fast food restaurant, so why do you care?
I told this chick the other day, why don't you go get an application?
You know what I'm saying? But people don't seem to understand that minimum wage being raised is not just for fast food joints. It's for every fucking job. The minimum wage will be raised. Why don't they get that?
And why do rich always get a pass? Like, they could, the government could take your money, take trips, blow it on hookers.
Hell yeah.
Y'all don't care.
Hell yeah.
When you wear a suit, anything goes.
Yo, like, okay, you don't want to raise the minimum wage, but a person that's putting laws in place that fuck your life up gets paid for the rest of his life, even after he stops doing the job. But you have no problem with that.
No problem.
You're worried about a motherfucker that's going to work for some pennies.
No, these people is fucking deranged, man.
They're fucking stupid. That's what it is. They are really fucking stupid. Yo, but you know what I like about social media, man? It show you who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you could put up that front in my face, but sooner or later, on a post, you're going to show your true colors. Because I was reading something the other day, and it says something about army wives or something getting fat. Oh, if you smoke, you're going to get... You don't have no self-control, so you get fat and have sex with black men. Whoa! That escalated quickly. I was like, what does that have to do with sleeping with... What's wrong with sleeping with black men? I don't understand that. And this dude on there, he put, sleeping with black men means that your father didn't have a backbone. What?
What the?
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yo, unfortunately, I don't get to see a lot of that stuff because I pretty much blocked everybody.
Everybody.
Like, people feel entitled, like you have to answer or listen to they bull crap. Like, I got better stuff to do than to argue with you all day.
Yeah, man, just block like, you. I'm so tired of arguing, man. Like, I don't even care about your opinion, really. You know what I'm saying? And go ahead and say what you want to say, man. But once it gets too bad, man, I'm done with you. Like, I'm not going to ask you. I'm just going to let you know that I don't fucking care about you no more.
Dude, I block the people who just keep, like, why are you on all my social medias typing? You're a weirdo.
Why do you hit me on Facebook and then go on Twitter and hit me too?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Why are you tweeting me and when you're on my Instagram and on my Facebook post? Like, dude, that's kind of creepy.
Hell yeah. You're kind of stalking
like,
me.
Why is my page that important?
I don't know, man. You're the voice of the people.
Like, you'd be like, man, this chicken good. Ah, I don't even like chicken. Whack. Yes. What?
Yo, I think the thing with you is that everybody knows you have an opinion, and they try to prove you wrong. You know what I'm saying?
But why?
Like,
I'm just
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, I bet Anthony feel like this. I'm gonna prove this nigga wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. I'm glad I mean that much to you for no reason.
Dude, okay. It's weird to me, man. I don't get it. Like, and I never go on people's pages that much. Like, you'll catch me on a bored day, and I'll go say something.
Yeah.
But most of 99.9. Matter of fact, every time I go to your page, unless I'm trolling, I pretty much just agree. Like, I only go to agree with people. Unless you ask, if you ask a question, Then we can have, like, if I ask a question, nobody, it's a ghost town.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if I'd be like, yo, man, what kind of Doritos y'all like? Nobody would say nothing. But if Crickets. I post, yo, man, I like these new nacho onion style Doritos. Ah, nah, man.
Cool Ranch is better.
Cool Ranch. I'm like, what happened when I asked what y'all like? This is weird, dude.
Yeah, man.
And then people, I remember this one dude was talking crap, so I gave him my phone number and said, man, call me, because I ain't about to be on here typing all day. So his main problem was I didn't respond to what he said. I'm like, who are you? Like, I wish I would have knew that. I would have never responded, just had you dying over there.
Hell yeah, goddamn, son.
Just entitled for a response.
Yo, you just said some gay shit. What the fuck?
I needed an answer.
Nick, you gay. Hit him with that Riley, dude.
Yo, this story right here is crazy. I love it. Check this out.
Tonight with the story of a great young boy from Owings Mills, Maryland, whose life has been changed by an amazing operation. Anna Werner reports he's become the first child to receive a hand transplant.
Most people would have considered Zion Harvey a miracle before this operation. The 8-year-old survived a severe infection and the amputations of both his hands and feet at the age of 2.
I know.
He walks with the help of prosthetic legs. But for his hands, doctors at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia wanted to do something more.
Pull hard.
Dr. Scott Levin directed the unprecedented procedure.
Why has this never been done before?
I think the difficulty is finding a family who has the courage to relinquish the arms of a child who just died and give hope and life and quality of life to a child who's still living.
Levin led a team of 40 people, including 10 surgeons, who worked in 4 separate teams to attach the donor's hands in an operation earlier this month. Hands from a child roughly the same size and age.
And you can see the hand right here starting to pink up.
At a news conference today, Zion waved to the crowd.
I just want to say this. Never give up on your dreams. It will come true.
He says he's happy to have new hands, but does it feel different?
It feels the same because I never left who I was. I'm the same person who I still used to be, but with some cool new hands.
I'm going to do a little massage first.
Doctors expect Zion's hands to become stronger and grow with him, but he's already reached one milestone. Today, he signed his name.
There you go, boy.
Anna Werner, CBS News, Philadelphia.
Dog, they can put hands on?
Yo, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yo, that's dope, though, man. It's good for that little kid.
Yo, this dude ate talking like he was Obama on his podium.
Yeah, for real, right? Yo, they gave somebody hands.
Dog, how do you know where to, like, dog, these doctors smart, dog.
Yeah, man.
Now, where do they choose to attach it?
Yo, what, it said hands and forearms?
Man, he had everything up to just stubs, but it's like all bandaged up, so I don't know how far they went down.
Yeah. Yo, like, just think of all the stuff you got to attach in there. Like, you got to get the ligaments, the veins, and the bone. Oh, my God, man. And it's going to grow with him?
That's crazy.
Yo, that's amazing, man.
Yo, he was working good, though, with no hands, man. Like, at the lunch, you know, they got the little board where you got to punch in your number, whatever, for lunch.
Yeah.
Punching in a number, picking up his tray and everything.
Yo, that's amazing, man.
Yo, he's telling you, man, artificial intelligence is coming quicker than we. I know it's here, but it's about to get real, like people walking around. You watch that show, Humans?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, man. It's like about basically, you could buy these. They look just like humans, like the skin feel like them and everything. And you could buy them as maids. They cook and clean your house and everything. And they, like, go to the charger. Like, they don't sleep. They just sit on the charger to charge themselves at night.
Yeah.
But there's a doctor who, his son got in a car wreck and was, like, dying. So he wanted to save his son. So he, like, transported his brain or something to, like, he made him half of one of these droid things, whatever. So then he learned how to put that technology inside those robots. So he made them, like, they have a conscience. So the whole thing is the people was trying to kill them off because they don't want that to get out or spread. So they want to just keep them as robot people. But it's crazy. Like, they got a sex mode and stuff. Like, you could, they had this little, like, the... Because the people, was, like, the dude was curious, like, So he opened the box and it said, like, adult over 18. So he ripped it open and it said, to activate sex mode, you got to do this and that. So he did that. And the robot started feeling all of his stuff. He's like, oh shit. He had sex with the robot. And then when they took the robot to get a checkup, because it was one of the, like, the ones with a conscience. And the lady was like, yo, something is different about this one because it don't act like the other ones. So she took it in for a checkup. And they found out somebody had sex with it. It was funny.
The robot pregnant.
Yeah, man, but they could do. Remember what? The head transplant?
Yeah. Was it a head or the face?
The whole head.
Oh, I don't understand that.
Dog, they doing head, dude.
Yeah, it's about to be some unreal people walking around here, man. I'm gonna try to have sex with one.
Stupid. The top five regrets on a deathbed. This is for you people out there. Top five. Number one is, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. Mm-hmm. So y'all get out there, you know what I'm saying? Live your life, man. If you're getting pressured to have kids and stuff and you don't want them, just say you don't want them.
You say you don't want to do it.
Yeah, it's easy. Two, I wish I didn't work so hard.
That's everybody.
Oh, man, you just have to jump out on the limb. Just go for it, man. I don't know. Three, yeah, I wish what's up?
Use them leave days.
Use them leave days. Three, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. Well, I think everybody doing that on Facebook now, so.
Oh, hide them. Hide your feelings.
Yeah, hide your feelings. Four, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. Yeah,
That's a big one.
Yeah, that's a big one, dude, because I just seen somebody the other day said they found one of their old buddies from back in the day, so he hit up his other boy to tell him on Facebook, and his page said rest in peace, and he's like, what?
Oh man.
Yeah, and he's like, dang, I didn't even know he died.
Yeah, it happened like that, man.
Yeah, man. So, and five is, I wish I had let myself be happier.
So how do you let yourself be happier?
You just gotta, man, like, you gotta quit worrying and stressing, man. You just gotta let it go.
Oh, okay.
Like, I be telling people, like, that stuff people be stressing over, I be like, look, how many times have you stressed in the past? And they're like, all the time. And you here, right? So every time.
Let it go.
Yeah, every time something crazy happens, you always make it through. Like, so just, I mean, it's going to happen. Let it go. Let it go through the process.
Stop worrying. You know, like, I used to worry about every time I get on the highway, man, my biggest fear is a car breaking down. But then, like, a 67 Volkswagen come blazing past me, I'd be like, man, why am I worried about this shit?
You know, I've been doing that. We drive like, man, I need a new car. Then you see like a 72, like with the side rusted.
Yeah, what's that? Rust all fucked up.
Yeah, you're like, dang, I got 20 years on his car. So.
and he just passed me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, with 80 on the highway and shit.
Yo, the people who, like, don't care about their car, they be lasting the longest.
Hell yeah.
All right. Movies, I seen Southpaw.
Yo, how was it? That shit look like it's pretty good.
Yeah, South Park. It's like emotional, but it's real good.
Did you cry a little bit?
Man, I ain't tell y'all that, man. Chill. I'll hold it back, man. I'll hold it back.
Gotta thug them tears back.
Unfriended. Don't even waste your time.
I've never heard of that.
It's that one where they was on Skype. Like, one of the chicks, they put the video on YouTube. And she killed herself. And then she was in a Skype chat. It was, like, too much time. If they would have just kept it Skype talking. But they kept going, like, back to the chat and chatting it out and then come back. It was, they was doing too much.
It was, I watched Hercules on Netflix.
Which one?
The Rock one.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, I had to give, I had to go to your scale. I gave it 16 sleeps.
Yeah, it was trash.
Yeah.
Have you watched Ray Donovan yet?
No.
Have you watched Power?
No.
Oh, my God. What about Happy Valley?
No.
Dang.
I'm watching Wentworth.
You ain't Orange done is, yet?
Nah, I only watch when I get on the treadmill. Oh, okay. I'll watch one episode when I get on the treadmill. And I'm watching, I'm up to the second season of Orange is the New Black.
Oh, okay. Dang, this dude watching two prison movies at the same time.
Yo, and seeing the contrast, you're like, yo, females in prison is petty, dog. Like, if you watch it, like, damn, that's some petty shit you doing right there, man.
Yeah, they be wild. What episode you on Wentworth?
Number six? Five or six?
In the first season?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, y'all better get on Wentworth, dog. Happy Valley is only six episodes long.
Okay. Is the show like a football field on the...
No, Happy Valley is about... It's like a British show.
Oh, okay.
And it's about a cop lady. And, like, some crazy events happen.
Yo, I tried to put my man on the Wentworth. He said, man, I watched the first two episodes, man, and it wasn't enough nudity for me to watch it. You motherfucking pervert.
So I just put a porn on, you know.
Yeah, you know, I went back to Orange and New Black. They always give me what I want.
Heck no.
Yo, all right, Orange and New Black, I started it in the third season. That's what got me hooked, right? My man was at the crib, and he watches it. So now when I go back and watch the first season, I'm like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know how all this shit is going to turn out.
Yeah.
It's fucking me up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, God damn it. Because, like, Tasty got out of jail in the first season. But when I watched the third season, she was back in there. I was like, oh. Well, I know she coming back. You know what I'm saying?
I still can't believe you went all out, like, different. How you start second season?
No.
You start third season, right?
Yeah, I started the third season. My man, he's been watching it. So we get drunk the night before. Wake up in the morning, I come in the living room, he's watching Orange is the New Black. I'm like, man, you watch this shit too? Like, yeah, man, this shit is good, right? So I just sat down and started watching it. So then when I got Netflix myself, then I started over.
Dang. You know you didn't even have to get Netflix, man. You could have just got a password.
I did that at first. But
you didn't keep it.
Because I tried to get, yo, my man gave me his password, and I put it on everything. So the TV, iPads, all that shit, right? Yeah. So I go on it one day, he's like, it is being used in too many places. I'm like, shit. So I just got my own, man.
Oh, okay. Because I just talked to my mans last night who worked for Netflix, and he actually helped build the platform.
Mm-hmm.
And he said... They actually encourage password sharing.
Wow.
I'm like, man, y'all should have told me that because I got an email one time a while back that said your thing's in too many locations.
Yeah.
So I got scared and just changed my password on everybody I gave it to. he was like, I promise you they won't cancel your subscription. I was like, all right, I'm coming back for you.
Yeah.
But he said they do have it where, like, if it says it's in, like, too many platforms, whatever, you can pay for more. I'm like,
oh, that's the hustle.
Yeah.
They're trying to get you. Yeah.
I don't want everybody, pretty much, you start paying for more, everybody, it's going to be like everybody paying $9 anyway.
Yeah, but I'm still not paying for it yet. I'm still on the free.
Oh, the free trial joint?
Yeah.
Man, let's run up on this or that.
Okay.
Run through the jungle at night to claim $50 million.
This some bullshit. I gotta answer these by myself. That's fucked up. All right.
Run through the jungle at night to claim $50 million, or jump out a boat in the ocean, and you gotta swim down to a cage at night, unlock it, and get in for $50 million.
Oh, I'm going for that cage.
Whew.
Yeah, I'm going for that cage now.
Dude, I think I gotta run through the jungle, buddy.
Hey, man. Ain't no telling what's in that jungle.
Dog, ain't no telling. Dog, you in the middle of the ocean at night. You can't see nothing.
They be sleeping at night.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Sharks, how
do
you know?
I don't know. I'm just making shit up. Sharks sleep at night. Yo, man, all right. What is the main thing that can kill you in the ocean?
Shark, man.
A shark, right?
A giant squid.
Come on, man. They ain't come. How deep is this cage?
It's like 20 feet.
Okay, yeah. A giant squid ain't coming up that far.
Okay, 30 feet.
I take my chances with a shark. What can kill you running through a jungle? Everything.
Yeah, only a lion.
Lion, snakes, frogs.
Come on, a frog.
Yo, they got poisonous tree frogs.
They got swimming crazy frogs.
Swimming crazy frogs.
What if you swim into a huge jellyfish?
Oh, man, you're going to get... If Finding Nemo taught us anything, is that the top of them is not messed up. You can touch the top of them, just can't touch the tentacles.
I just feel like I can maneuver better in the jungle. Even though I got no chance if a panther or something come at me.
Panther, spiders, yo, it's a bunch, yo, some plants, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's a lot of shit in the jungle, man.
I don't know, man, it's something about being in that water, dude.
Oh, yeah, I'm not the strongest of swimmers, you know what I'm saying? But I can't be running through no jungle either.
Dang, I gotta go with the jungle. So you got the swimming.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather attend a KKK rally at its most heated of hate speeches, pull off the cone hat and yell "Ta-da!" and whip and nay nay, or walk through the streets of Fallujah with an American flag singing "I'm proud to be an American"? Well, at least I know I'm free.
I'm going with the KKK rally.
You are crazy.
Man, I'm not going to Fallujah.
Yo, do you know what KKK rallies are?
They be beheading motherfuckers, man.
Dog, you in the... Dog, but you black.
Yes, but... Let's think about this.
I'd rather take my chances in Fallujah being black.
A KKK rally is going to be surrounded by black people.
No, it's not. A KKK rally... I'm talking about when they do their secret joints with the...
Oh, off torches. In the woods and shit?
Yeah.
Man, yo, that's running through the jungle. Man.
I'm taking my chance with Fallujah, man.
Oh, no, man.
But that flag is huge.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, it's going to be bad. Yo, I got to go with the KKK rally.
Man, you ain't making it out. Them trucks going to get you, dog.
I'm going to try. I mean, is the car close? You know what I'm saying? I just walk out there for no reason or something?
No, you're in the middle of... nowhere out there. You got a lot of running, and you got to get the white robe off.
Damn.
And then once you do that whip and nay-nay, that's just gonna make it even more heated.
You may are they might be like, "You damn, this is one bold brother." You know what I'm saying? He has to be crazy.
You gonna act like was it Clayton Bigsby?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Or that.
Hell yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Fallujah, the kids got AK-47s, B.
All right, would you rather eat gourmet dog poop hooked up by Chef Emerald for a week or eat a platter of gourmet real food for a week hooked up by a chef? But the illest of food poison is in some of them foods hidden. And if you pick the wrong one, boy, cancel Christmas.
I got to take a shot. I gotta hope I don't get that food poison. Cause, hey, eating dog poop, I know I'm getting sick.
No, you ain't gonna get sick, man.
It's shit.
It's gourmet.
Hey, man.
It's the cleanest of cleanest poop.
You could sprinkle some sugar on some poop, but it's still a piece of shit.
Yeah, but they dog, you're hooked up by Chef Emerald. You know he got you.
Man, ain't nothing you can do to no poop. It's still poop. That's what it is, man.
Man, I'm going with the poop because I had the illest food poison. I almost died, dog.
Yo, like you said, yo, but you came through it.
Dad, we is different on all of these.
Hell yeah.
All right. Would you rather be in a cage with an alpaca, a raccoon, a cobra, and a middle-aged panda? Or Hulk Hogan and Donald Trump.
First of all, fuck Hulk Hogan. I'm saying it again. I'm gonna go with Hulk and Donald, man.
Yeah, I gotta go with Hulk and Donald because that middle aged panda gonna put that work in.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, man. And this cobra. Yeah, he ain't gonna be satisfied killing this raccoon and this alpaca. You know what I'm saying? He gonna be coming for me too, man.
Yeah, that's part of the show, the alpaca.
You know what I'm saying? I figure I can knock the fuck out of Donald Trump and be done with him, and then I just gotta worry about Hulk Hogan. I tell him I leave his daughter alone. He might leave me alone.
Dang, I forgot all about. Did I put Hulk Hogan on here? Oh yeah, he's down here. God. Oh, first let's go to. Dang, got a lot of. Tom Brady suspension upheld 4 games with Roger Goodell.
Did not see that coming.
He was on TV crying earlier. I think he's going to appeal it.
I did not see that coming. I really didn't.
I didn't either.
But here's somebody brought something to my attention, right? Mm-hmm. The biggest thing they had against Tom Brady was that he destroyed his phone.
Yeah, why would he do that?
But when you have text messages, it shows both messages. So if they had the other people's phones, shouldn't they have the messages that he had?
Yeah.
So, him destroying his phone means absolutely nothing.
And why would you destroy your phone and not just delete the text?
Yeah. I mean, that now, yes, that does look suspect as shit.
I would at least say I lost my phone on a boating trip and have pictures of me on a boating trip.
With Giselle in a bikini and shit, they wouldn't have cared no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or just stage it. Like, okay, like, let's say they roll on a boat and they got Giselle doing a Snapchat. And she's in front of him. He's taking a picture of something to see. And she does, like, you know when they do the whirl around the world?
Yeah, and he dropped the phone.
Yeah, she hits him. And he's like, oh, and the phone dropped.
Oh, ooh, my phone.
That would have been all over Sports Center. Dang, he lost the phone. Then I would have been like, man, I was finna turn that phone in too. Yeah. That'll be thinking.
Hell nah.
We got show email.
From John Blazini.
Blazini.
What's up, fam? Sending mad shout outs to you and the rest of the crew. Keep doing your thing. Much love. John Blazini.
Appreciate that. Now, Hulk Hogan, man, we told y'all.
Episode, brother.
That was it, episode 99?
We did.
We told y'all.
89. No.
99. Right?
Yeah, 89. Not 89.
89?
I wasn't 99.
It was 99. I believe it was 99.
Episode 99.
Hulk Hogan was a racist. Y'all didn't want to listen then, but you going to listen now.
Mm-hmm.
Got George Foreman coming out talking about he ain't. Why you always got these dudes out here caping?
I don't know.
Even Virgil, the slave of the wrestling world.
Yeah, man, you have no room to talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, You was a bad fucking stereotype, B.
You had to kiss a $1 million man's feet.
Yeah.
Did you see the jail interviews?
The jail interviews?
Yeah, man. We out here because his son was in jail out here in Florida.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They showed the jail interviews and played the tapes on TV. It was disgusting.
Oh, my God.
He was calling, what was he calling us? Them blizzies. Like, that's how they were saying it. Like, them blizzies and nizzles.
Oh, my God.
Like, so, are you okay in there? Is it a bunch of blizzizzies and nizzizzies in there? I'm like, what the heck is he? Dude, you obvious as hell.
He's for real. And, yo, the shit he said about his daughter was like, yo.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, he was saying it for no reason, though. Like, he was just throwing extra ones in there.
Yeah. And she wrote a poem to him and everything. Like, yeah, they caving hard.
Yeah, man, you're a fucking racist.
And then he was like, yeah, but they're about to move me to another jail. And he was like, oh, man, I heard that jail got a lot of blizzizzles in there. I'm like, what the heck?
Man.
Yo, his son was like, yeah, man, but the blizzizzles, they love us.
Not no more, cuz. You said, again, I reiterate. Fuck Hulk Hogan. Like, yo, I be listening to the Sirius Satellite and shit, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, man, I don't want to believe that, man. Motherfucker. What's going on, man? We got evidence on this one, bro. He said this. He feels about I used to love him back in the day. Well, he ain't give a fuck about you, cuz. Let it go.
I'm glad I was an Ultimate Warrior fan.
Hell, I think he was racist too, though.
Yeah, but we don't know. So we can't convict. Yeah. Don't throw Warrior in there.
Hell nah.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, dude. And then, remember we said on the show, do not commit two crimes at the same time.
Yeah.
And he was smashing his right-hand man wife in the same video?
Come on, Hulk.
Oh, my God.
Man, you are turning out to be a terrible person.
Wait, who was recording this?
Dude, we've been sitting some serious phone dialogue here.
Yeah, never.
That means you know that God gave you this vibe and this energy that you and I are going to live forever, bro. I just hope you don't come back as a couple, I don't want to say it, Blizzak giz eyes, you know what I'm saying?
It's down in St. Pete, and, you know, it's mixed race, and, you know, we get along with everybody, so that's fine.
Your mom went there and said it was mainly Blizz, you know what I'm still saying? Mm-hmm. And that some of the ladies there that, you know, run the school are nice Blizz ladies, you know?
Mm-hmm. I would go down there. I would make friends with all those kids down there. I guarantee it. Because you know how all the Blizz pizz love us.
The
dude, right? He had that set up.
I think so, yeah. I think it. But how did the tape get out, though? Like, wasn't that the Hulk Hogan sex tape or some shit?
Yeah, but I think, wasn't he at the boy's house or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Somehow, somebody's recording that joint. Did you see the black guy, so he would tweet every black person saying, we're standing up for Hulk Hogan or whatever, but people was trolling hard. Nah, it was funny, yo. People, they was like, we stand behind you, Hulk, and he'll retweet it if a black person was in it. Man, yeah. People was taking, like, Google images and talking about, me and my boy are super fans of you, man. We know you're not racist. And it was like some picture online or some like overseas kids. Duh. I'm like, y'all stupid.
Stupid, hell yeah.
He was just retweeting them all. They just started trolling that man. Yeah, man. Sorry, all you little black Hulk maniacs.
Yeah. He cares nothing about you.
That's how it goes, man. This is always coming out. You never see Denzel Washington caught on tape saying nothing. But for some reason... It's always us, man. Like, oh no, what do we do?
Yeah, we the problem.
We always the problem, man.
We ain't got none of this shit happening, but we the fucking problem.
Dang, man, but this is dang, I got a heck of stuff on here.
Yeah, you do.
Skip to Bobani Jones versus Talib Kweli.
Unnecessary.
You seen it?
Yeah.
Yo, Talib Kweli, you was going a little too far. Like, you should have never even inserted yourself into that.
Dude said... I mean...
what?
It was some slick shit though. It was some slick shit.
Bro, dude tweeted, who's better, Tyler Qualley or Big Boy? But Monty Jones replied to the tweet, Big Boy. So then Tyler Qualley jumped in to my, if you're going to say
No, that's not what happened.
What happened?
But Monty Jones tweeted out the shit about the Big Boy by Tyler Qualley. And somebody else said, put out a tweet also. Big Boy's better than Tyler Qualley. Where do that at? And Bomani Jones said Planet Earth. And that's what Tyler Qualley took offense to.
So Bomani Jones tweeted out who's better, Big Boy or Tyler Qualley. He said Big Boy's better than Tyler Qualley. And then dude said, where they do that at? And he said Planet Earth.
Yeah.
So why does Tyler Qualley have to jump into that?
I have no idea. I really don't. But he was saying that that was disrespectful. Like, yes, you have your preference, but you don't have to downplay me just because you think somebody's better. Basically.
Then Bomani Jones start tweeting them Carl Thomas emotional song YouTube link videos. Like, nobody would, like, I didn't even know about it until Tyler Qualley kept going off about it.
Yeah, like, he really went way too far into it. Like, it was done, and he just kept going with it.
Like, these people just sit around and, search their names?
I guess, man. Oh, no, people be tagging them in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people tag them in it, so then they read it, and then they feel like they have to address it. Yeah, I mean, that makes no sense to me. I give a fuck what you say.
All right, we just go end this on Sandra Bland real quick.
Where?
And Sam DeBose. Yo, this Sandra Bland situation is crazy to me.
Yeah.
What she signaled wrong?
She didn't signal. Changing lanes.
Let me tell you how this should have went, because I got pulled over for that. Two cops actually pulled me over. I don't know why I needed two, but I didn't signal. Cop pulled me over. He walked up to the car. He was like, you know why I pulled you over? And I was like, nah. And he was like, you didn't signal. I was like, oh. Then I was like, I think my signals is broke. Can you check them for me? So I already knew they was broke. They've been broke for a minute. So he went back there, and I'm jerking the thing, like moving the just putting the signal lights left and right. Is it working? He's like, nope. I'm like, oh man, I gotta go to the shop and get that fixed. He was like, all right. That was the end of that. Well, he's like, where are you coming from? I said, I'm coming from school. And I was like, there go my books right there. And that was it. He left. Why did she get pulled out the car? You gotta put your cigarette out. All this extra.
Exactly. Now, I've had a couple of conversations about this, and it seems that everybody wants to place blame on one person that has to be wrong for this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, the situation in the jail cell, that's a whole nother situation.
Yeah.
But the pullover, it seems to me that the cop, as a cop, you're supposed to de-escalate the situation.
Yeah.
But he wasn't doing that. He was... It's like he was looking for a reaction from her. Mm-hmm. Like, he kept poking her like, you seem irritated. Yeah, just been pulled over for no reason. That's why I'm irritated. Are you done? That's not a question you ask somebody. You know what I'm saying? You ask me a question, I answered it, I stopped talking. Are you done? Put your cigarette out. Why? Why do I have to put my cigarette out? You say you're only giving me a warning. Fill out your paperwork. Give it to me. We both go about our day. Why do I have to put my cigarette out? How does not putting a cigarette out come to getting out the car? You know what I'm saying? That makes no sense. And then it comes to you pulling me out the car, you're not de-escalating the situation. You're escalating it. I'm going to taser you. For what? She is not a threat to you. There's no reason. Why am I being apprehended? You never said why. Now, you say all you're going to do is pull her out the car and talk to her about what's going on. There's no need for that. You already given her a warning. She's sitting in the car. But now, when she got out of the car, the pussies and bitches and all that shit, yeah, that was too much.
Yeah.
that was a bit much. You know what I'm saying? That was, once you got out of the car, if she would have calmed down, she wouldn't have been arrested. But she went, oh, I can't wait. I was like, oh, my God. She's going a bit far on that shit. So they both were at fault here. You know what I'm saying? It started with the cop, but then she took it a little too far. Now, that in the jail cell shit, come on, son.
That tape was hella edited, too.
Oh, on the road?
It was the jail cell one. Which one was skipping? Like I forgot which one was skipping.
That was the dash cam. That was the arrest.
Yeah, so we don't even know why she got that irate.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't even know exactly.
We probably missed half. He probably bust her upside the head or something. Like, yeah. We don't know.
Yeah, we still don't know exactly what happened,
so
man.
So I can't even put the name calling on her because they edited the tape.
Yeah, true that. True that.
Like, what did he do?
Man, that shit is crazy, dog.
Because I remember one time, dude, I was downtown putting a flyer on a car, and this cop came at me, pulled the weapon out, cocked the pistol. Dude was going crazy. I'm like, dog, this is a flyer. Like, what is wrong with you?
This is paper, cuz. Like, what are we doing?
And then you look around, there's 9 million. It's downtown by a club area. Dude, there's flyers everywhere. And you're going to act like I'm putting a bomb strapped into a car or something. So this dude, like I said, they pulled me over. Why would I need to get out the car, man, for a turn signal? Like, my whole exchange took maybe a minute. And this dude's out there just wilding. And then inside the jail, oh, man.
That makes no sense.
Did you see the video where they stitched another video together?
Why do you have to know how my day is going? Nuh-uh.
Yeah, man. Hold up.
The police station?
Dude, they got a video inside the police station where a lady is walking, but she got an afro. But Ogre had twist.
Yeah.
But then they had the video grainy, like, they trying to say, oh, I guess they trying to say she was still alive then. At a point we thought she was dead.
Yo, they broke down the video. And the mugshot, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. They were saying that she was dead before they took the mugshot.
So are they trying to? But are they trying to say she took all the twist at her head in jail?
Hey, I don't know.
They showed us. You remember how they did the Michael Brown joint, where they showed like another grainy video and said that was him, but like the shoes was different.
Yeah.
And everything. That's what they did with this one, but she had an afro.
Come on, son.
Like, they not even trying no more.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because they do this all the time and people still think we crazy.
Yeah. Yo, like, we're starting to see the fucking chinks in the armor, man. Like, yo, you motherfuckers is tripping and they covering the shit up. Because there's no way coming a minor traffic infraction to calling your parents or calling home telling them I need bail money turns into suicide, man.
Yeah. From a known activist.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, B. That just don't make no sense.
They restricted the hashtag on Instagram.
Did they?
Yeah. Then they got heat on them and they put it back up. Yo, they just... Man, they trolling us hard, dog. And then the Sam DeBose murder, that dropped today. The video, the dash cam dropped today. Dude got pulled over for a license plate and ended up shot in the head.
Why?
Did you see that video?
Why? It makes... Yeah, that shit makes no sense, bro.
And then you... Oh, dude, how do you lie when you know you got dash cam footage?
Because lying's the thing to do.
That man said he dragged
me Just like we said with Michael Brown, man. Who has more to lose for the truth coming out? The dead kid or the cop? So who's going to lie? The fucking cop, man.
This is getting crazy.
Hell yeah. Cause that video showed nothing of what that dude stated.
Then they had two more. I think it was one or two, but I know that one female, she died in prison. Like in custody for something. It's like this is happening like more than this is happening yeah. like damn near every other day.
Yeah, it's happening way too many times, man.
Oh, just hopefully we get a Meek Mill diss tonight, man. we don't get this. Matter of fact, let me check the timeline. I need a Meek Mill diss. And go ahead.
No, go ahead, you got it.
Shout out to the black guy who tips. They got in a article.
Oh, yeah.
And the article had my tweet attached from Forget That Yo podcast. So a few people hit me up about that. Somebody listened to the show. So shout out to them for getting it.
Oh, hell yeah, appreciate it.
And shout out to you know what I'm saying, for the new listeners. And
Shout out to Mr. Brain. I hope you like that this or that.
Oh yeah. Take that.
Yo, shout out to Big Haim on SoundCloud. Noise in the air.
Sound cleazy. Dang, somebody didn't troll. Dang, it's like 8 Meek Mill accounts. Somebody trolling.
Is there any bars on any of them?
Oh, he still just got the Z up. What does Z mean, dog?
He's sleeping on
if
Drake.
If you're trying to be sleep, supposed to be like a capital Z and like 4 Z's following. It's 4 lowercase Z's.
And some dots.
But I guess he's street, so he wouldn't know how to write that. You know?
No, that street shit don't apply no more.
But you know how to check you if you're on retweet.
You know what I mean? Yo, so does that mean that Meek mad at me? Because I don't tweet this shit either.
Yeah, you might be in the way, man. You might be on his list.
Hell yeah, I don't even follow that nigga. So he really mad at me, so.
So the Facebook post of the day comment goes, man comments on married female's post after she says, "You eat anything?" on a food post. And I quote, he put that thing in my face. Facebook get out of control.
Yeah, man.
Quote of the day, don't be a racist. And black history fact, we still getting killed by the police at alarming rates.
Nah, yo, let me get this out real quick. The the Twitter post of the day from Focus at the Durag General. You dark skinned from Philly and you getting bullied by a beige bastard from Canada named Aubrey. Boy! That was too much, man.
And we out, cut.
Peace.
Any other show, forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
I did a match one time in the Sky Dome, and I got a lot of trouble for it. But it was against a guy named Bad News Brown. And Bad News Brown was like a really exceptional judo player. And he was in the Olympics.
So he was the real deal.
He's the real deal. And like I think it was in the fight, it was in the Sky Dome. But when I was walking down the hallway in the Hoosier Dome. And Vince McMahon says, "Hot Rod, I need to talk to you." Mm-hmm. And I walk in the room and there's Bad News Brown, Vince, and Pat Patterson. Mm-hmm. And I could feel the air. You could cut with a knife. And I sit down and Vince says, I want you to wrestle Bad News Brown next WrestleMania. In about 7 seconds, I'm looking at Bad News, and I said, I'm going to paint myself half black. And okay, all right. All right, hang on. And Vince said to me, I love you. Yeah, and that was it.
In the room. You guys were all in the same room.
Yeah, he said, I want you to fight this guy the next WrestleMania. And this is what was going through my head.
Now, okay.
Is I'm looking at Bad News Brown. And it had, you know what? People accuse me of being a racist. And it's so far from, I was born in Saskatoon. It's 100 below. There are no black folks stupid enough to go up there and live, all right? Get that correct. So I'm looking at Bad News Brown, was a great judo player, but he wasn't a real pizzazzy pro wrestler.
Okay.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to have to do like 40 promos about this guy. And it was like Tourette's, you know? Half black. Go.
Okay. I think that, as crazy as this sounds, sort of gets to the genius of why you're a legend in this business. Because there are guys that are amazingly skilled athletes that are the real deal, like this guy.
Yes.
But the business is also selling tickets and marketing.
Without a doubt. Yes.
And you're sort of one of those guys that saw it evolve from sports
to sports entertainment.
Right. And I think that's why you're held in such high regard between all generations of wrestling fans.
Too. I love you too, but it got so what McMahon did.
That's what I, okay.
Okay, McMahon had, it just gets worse, okay? McMahon had this special black paint made, so when I got in the ring and I was going to sweat, it wouldn't come off.
Okay.
All right. So, and Bad News Brown isn't real happy with me. Now, in the interviews, I would turn one way and I'd be black and I would pretend to be Bad News Brown. And then I'd turn the other way and I'd be white and I'd pretend to be me. But also in the interviews, I'll tell you when this was, Cyndi Lauper had a song out called True Colors.
Yes.
And Nelson Mandela had just got out of prison. And I'm a huge Nelson Mandela fan. Mm-hmm. One of the things Nelson Mandela said, when he was in jail, every day when they came, the guards came and got him, he said, I was the first man to lend my hand, to shake it, and say thank you. Every day, Nelson Mandela. And that impressed the shit out of me. So I actually did one interview where I sang True Colors with my fist up and Nelson Mandela. I was coming from a pure place. Mm-hmm. The Bad News Brown didn't see it. So now they come in the Sky Dome and they got a special ring to drive me to the ring. So, I'm half black. Everything, because of my sense of humor, is half black.
Okay.
Actually, some things grew as I went along. Anyway. Edit. So I come down, and the match, when I came down, I was like moving my arm like from my crotch into the air, and I got much the same reaction as I'm getting now. I was like, what the fuck is he doing? Pardon my language. I was trying to dance like Michael Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Because the half black wasn't getting over. And here's the thing. I have the match, and I come back, and I sit down, and because it was a special paint, it had a special clear solution to get the special paint off. So the lady that painted me... painting can be a lot of fun. Anyway, the lady that painted me, she's got the special solution, and she starts on my cheek, and like 5 minutes later, my cheek's bleeding, but the black ain't coming off.
Oh, God.
Andre the Giant and Arnie Skolin. Arnie Skolin used to carry the money every place. I loved you, Arnie. They poured the solution out. And poured water. Oh, okay, my producer, I love you too. Poured water in it. Now, I'm in Toronto, Canada. I'm half black and half white, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, God.
So I went out drinking. And I...
Is this a solution?
Thank you very much.
I do want shots.
Okay, now, this is what sucks, is the next morning, there's some things I don't really remember. The next morning when I woke up, I had all my clothes on the bed, and my hotel room door was gone. And there was a cowboy hat in the middle of the floor. I really don't know what happened with that one. But, and I had a 4-foot Mickey Mouse doll that I was bringing to my daughter. But when I got up and looked in the mirror, I'm still half black.
Oh,
and okay. I got to go from Toronto, Canada, through customs in Chicago, to Portland, Oregon. And I'm half black with a cowboy hat on, about 245 pounds, and a 4-foot Mickey Mouse under my right arm and a Halliburton in my left hand. And I got to tell you, folks, even customs, they just want you to get the fuck out of there. Go ahead. You're out. And I went all the way. When I went through that Chicago airport, holy shit, man. I don't know how to explain it. You know, it was like they wanted to kill me, but it's bad to kill a crazy man. It's like you won't go to heaven or something. And I walked through there. And then when I got on the second flight, the leg from Chicago, the stewardess, I don't know why, didn't like me. And it had something to do. Well, she was from Chicago. And so she said, the 4-foot Mickey Mouse, check it. I said, fuck you. And I bought it a first class seat because it was for my daughter. And me and Mickey, we drank all the way to Portland, Oregon. And it took me 3 weeks to get that shit off. I had to go in the sauna and scrape it. What am I going to do? Beat the shit out of Andre?